High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-4 Ridley Green Raiders and your 3-3 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Momentum in the game of high school football is such an interesting dynamic. Flashback to 2015, Strathaven's last visit to Phil Marion Field here. Momentum seemed to be in hand for the Panthers shortly before halftime, trailing 13-7. They had second and goal to go from inside the one with just seconds left on the second quarter clock. Reaching for the goal line, the ball pops into the air and into the arms of Ridley's Gene Gibbons, who runs 100 yards the other way with a fumble recovery and score for the Green Raiders. Instead of a 14-13 lead at halftime for the Panthers, it's a 20-7 deficit, and Ridley goes away the winner later that night. Flash forward to tonight. Momentum, 2 weeks in a row now. Strathaven on the wrong end of the scoreboard. A tough one at Upper Darby. Back and forth they went, but end up falling short 41-28. Last week, just a two-point loss. The shorthanded Panthers fall to 5-1 Radnor and now try to get rid of that two-game skid. Ridley, on the other hand, an 0-4 start for the first time since the 1950s. Four losses in a row, some of them in an embarrassing fashion, but now seem to have righted the ship with two wins in a row and looking for number three tonight on their home turf at Phil Marion Field. The 2-4 Green Raiders, the 3-3 Strathaven Panthers, trying to pick up momentum and push it in their own direction tonight on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Glad to bring it here live. 7 o'clock kickoff, so we got a few minutes of pregame. This is Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play and joined tonight by Mike Mayer, of course. And, Mike, it's been an interesting couple weeks for the Panthers. Offense has looked good moving the football over the last couple weeks. Turnovers, knock on wood, have been at a minimum.
Yep.
The run defense for the exposed a little bit against a very big, strong Upper Darby team, but more than held their own last week against Radnor. Frankly, I thought the defense played well enough to win, just came up a little bit short last week in the offense.
I think the third quarter was a reflection of a defense that's struggling. Radnor came back and scored 14 points, but it was just enough to take a lead, and then Haven came back, but they had to stop Radnor from the field goal. They have a very good, strong field goal kicker, and he gets the 3 points, and that makes the difference in the game, and they go with the loss. So that was a very winnable game, very difficult to watch, because basically what I thought I saw was a defense that just, you got a lot of kids going both ways, and they just couldn't withstand the constant pounding that Radnor was giving them. And I think one of the reasons they took that philosophy, which is the same back running right at him time and time again, is it works so well for Upper Darby. I think Radnor came back, he's just pounded in. We'll see if we can score and get this thing back. A very impressive first half for the Panthers on both sides of the ball, but then second half started to fade. And, of course, as they get their win, they we have some kids that were out sick, kids not feeling well. I mean, there are lots of reasons for it, but at the end of the day, a win's a win and a loss, so they'll have to deal with it. Tonight, I think you've got two, it looks like, very evenly matched teams. Certainly the Raiders have a much larger roster, so that, depending on how many kids they choose to play, that could make a difference. But the Raiders have definitely been struggling on both sides of the ball, seem to have their act together. Of course, they play two of the weaker teams, I don't say that from a negative standpoint. It just, it is what it is. So, but but did a job on both of them. So, you know, that's to be said for their benefit. Haven's coming off. You know, the difference is, we should point out, Raiders in the 6A division, Panthers are in a 5A division. Panthers need this win to get in the playoffs. The Raiders really have little to no chance of getting the playoffs. So depending on how much pride you want to play for, what's on the line tonight really makes a difference to the Panthers in the playoff series, and from the Raiders, it's more a matter of pride. That being said, I should also say this is a big-time crosstown rival. I mean, these two teams, I don't want to say they don't like each other because they're kids. So they probably, they're fine when it's not playing football or some other sport. But at the end of the day, they each really want to beat each other. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. But I think the Panthers have to play probably the best game of their season so far to be able to pull this off, I suspect.
I would think so, too. And, again, Dave Wood, fourth-year coach now at Ridley, there's a Garnet Valley flavor on the sideline, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Scott Green, longtime coordinator at Garnet Valley, has the triple option working, especially over the last couple of weeks. Put 35 on Laura Marion, 51 on Conestoga, mm-hmm. After really a couple of tough games leading up to that. But again, this is a team that's been really up and down, and not unusual, considering the number of first-year starters they have, a number of underclassmen, and Ridley, again, a little bit of a rebuild by their standards, which, again, one of the all-time winningest programs in the United States, let alone Pennsylvania. So from that standpoint, Ridley has been, again, a powerhouse for years in the Central League. Three-way tie for the Central League title just 2 years ago when they finished 11-2, lost a very good Coatesville team in the second round of the playoffs there back in 2016. But in the meantime, just trying to build it back week by week, and you just don't know which team you're going to see tonight. Could you see the team that played scoreless with Springfield for four quarters and then lost 17-16 in triple overtime, starting from the 10-yard line? That defense, you know, again, was terrific. Just 1 week later, gave up 63 to Radnor, which was kind of a wake-up call and a shock to anybody who was watching or reading about it later. But, again, they seem to be playing much, much better football, watching film over the last couple of weeks, certainly against Lower Marion and last week against Conestoga. Defensively, have allowed really minimal yardage, only 86 yards total offense for Conestoga last week, 156 to Lower Marion, who has some very good skill position players, even in the loss to Springfield. Only 111 yards of offense for the two-time defending Central champs, although they did pull it out here in triple overtime. So Ridley, again, feeling very good over the last couple of weeks about building and just taking this thing step by step. The Panthers, again, up and down a little bit, and health is becoming an issue, as you might expect. Roster only about half the size of Ridley's, but there is some fight in the Panthers, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, congrats to the JV team this week. Went to Radnor with 14 players, 12 of them healthy, and beat Radnor's JV team with just 12 players. So, again, fantastic job by JV coach Dan Schaefer and his group, and for the kids that suited up for that one. Played with only 14 guys against Upper Darby the prior week. So, again, Strathaven, the JV team, terrific job over these last couple of weeks. But in the meantime, the varsity trying to get themselves right this week. A two-game losing skid needs to stop. Right now, if the Panthers were looking for playoff hope, they're in the mix. Certainly would be the 12 seed if the playoffs started today at 3-3, but several other teams at 4-2, several other teams at 3-3, and
teams more points right because Haven has not beat teams that have beat other teams by, you know, in many cases, and that's where the bonus points come in. So as an example, I think you had the number up here, but I think we're trailing another 3-3 team by almost 100 points. So how is that possible with a 3-3 team? Because that 3-3 team has won games against teams that have won, that have beat other teams, or we have not. So, you know, this is going to be, and although Ridley has not won a lot of games either at this stage of the game, but this is definitely going to, I think it's going to be a good thermometer for where this is going to go. We got a tremendous game to play next week against Haverford, who is hotter than a pistol. That's going to be a very tough game to pull off. And then we're going to finish the season with Harrington and Marple Newtown. And Marple Newtown, Harrington's having a tough year. Marple Newtown, you know, they're always a problem for us. So, you know, this is not a cakewalk from here to the end of the season. And a loss here, really, even if you win out, and winning out against Haverford would be an amazing situation. But even if you lose this game and win out, I think you know, depending on how everybody else plays, you're looking at maybe being at the bottom of that 16 list, and you really don't want to be there if you can avoid it. Yeah, it's a playoff game, but you're going to play the top first or second team in the league in the district, and that's not a place you want to be.
But the Panthers won first-round playoff game a year ago as an underdog, as a lower seed, but again, they're worried about not worried about Week 11 right now. Let's worry about Week 7, ready to start tonight. The Green Raiders made their way out of the locker room. Green jerseys, white pants with white numerals, the green helmets with the green R on either side. Panthers on the far sideline tonight, white jerseys with black numerals, silver helmets, and the silver pants tonight. So, again, just a different look than the normal black pants that they've worn on the road thus far this season. But, again, getting ready to rock and roll here from Phil Marion Field. Well, trivia, Mike, when was the last time Strathaven beat Ridley, period?
Well, I think it was back in, would it be 2001?
Nope, more recently than that. So the Panthers had that long win streak in District 1 that ran into early 2004, but lost to Conestoga in Week 2 in 2004, lost to Ridley later that year.
Okay, so obviously but 2003. See how my brilliant math mind
is? Good. But okay. 2005 was the last time that Strathaven knocked off Ridley at all, and that was the year they won the district title with Jared Bradley and Steve Johnson and Kevin Kaminsky in the backfield. Three terrific seniors, all Division I athletes. Two of them went to Delaware, and then Steve Johnson goes on to play at the University of Kansas and is still, making noise in the NFL right now. But it's been a long time. In fact, this year's senior class were in preschool probably at the time that, Strathaven last beat Ridley. So it's been a long while since Coach Clancy has been able to walk out of Phil Marion Field or anywhere with a win over the Green Mystique, if you will. And, again, with Ridley getting ready to start, the officials are on the field. We're going to keep you posted on other scores, other big games around District 1 and District 12 tonight. Biggie out in the Chestmont, undefeated Downingtown West at undefeated Coatesville. We'll keep you posted there. Coatesville ranked number 2 in the state, or in some polls number 1 in the state, and Downingtown West right there behind them. But, again, just should be an interesting one there. A little closer to home, Radnor and Springfield both at 5-1, just up the street here playing tonight. Should be a good one as well. We should have an update on, or so we hope to have an update on Oxford and Westchester Ruston. That has some playoff implications at the 5A level, but we'll be keep you posted. And thanks in advance to everybody at WNPV in Lansdale and everybody at the Delco Times and everyone else on Twitter who will be feeding us scores all night. Captain's meeting at midfield. Quarterback for Ridley, John Bakey. Running back, Elijah Yakpuso. And number 28, another running back, number is Dylan Staley, and Strathaven will receive and move right to left here to get things started. Ethan Belleville, Jake Fisher, and Ryan Krause are your tri-captains for the Panthers tonight. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a short timeout, be back for the National Anthem and the opening kickoff. Week 7 high school football action ready to roll from Morton Avenue, and we're glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
For the land of the free and the home of the
brave. That's the Star Spangled Banner performed by, I did not catch her name, but one of the Ridley cheerleaders tonight. Fantastic job there. So thanks again to Pete Fulginetti. He'll be here helping with the stats and spotting and halftime chatter as well. Joined by Andrew Kaufman, and we'll hear from them. And thanks in advance for all the work they do to help us with the statistics. Ridley will be kicking it away, and Strathaven looking to return, moving right to left as we start this first quarter. We've got a Twitter update as we get things started here. Keep things going here. Mike's working on an update here for the guys filming tonight, the Huddle account, trying to get things up and running there. But in the meantime, we have it teed up. Ridley has it teed just inside the right hash mark. This is number 93, Nate Warwick, senior 6'4 kicker. And he's ready to kick it away to Ebo Pio, who awaits at the 5-yard line, flanked by Arion Ford and Ethan Belleville, who await just inside the 10. Beautiful night for football. Maybe a sweatshirt weather at best, but again, most of us just enjoying every bit of this beautiful Friday night. We've got a line drive kickoff. It's going to come to Ethan Belleville at the 13-yard line to get started. Up the left hash he goes, has some running room, straight ahead across the 45, out there across midfield into the Ridley 47 is where the offense will get started. Terrific blocking there. Belleville untouched to the midfield stripe, and Strathaven starts with Jake Fisher at quarterback. Zach Hussein is your fullback. He's second leading rusher in Delaware County right now. Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville are the halfbacks. Evan Blake out of the lineup again tonight, so we'll see John Wilson at tight end. Center is Mike Olay, Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra, the guards. Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krauser, the tackles. We'll see Jack Henry at times as well. Two tight ends set on first and 10. The give is to Zach Hussein off the left side, cuts it back, pushes his way inside the 45 to the Ridley 43. Pick up a 4 on first down. In on the stop, Nate Desmond, linebacker, and Jacob Burley as well. I'll bring up second down. And maybe about 6 as Nate Desmond on the stop for Ridley. We'll get to the Ridley defense momentarily here. Second down and about, I'm going to call it 6 from the Ridley 43. Fisher under center with a wing tee behind him. It's Hussein off the right side. He's going to drive his way inside the 40 and lunge down near the 38. It's going to bring up third down and 1. Give Hussein 5 more. So see if the Panthers will get things moving here. Just take their time and need to.
Certainly,
go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, they certainly had great field position from that kickoff return.
Third and a yard from the 38-yard line. Mike Golay over the ball at center. Tight end to the left is John Wilson. Arion Ford to the right. Ridley with a sort of an oaky look here. Five-man front. Give is to Hussein, who bounces his way down to the 35, picks up 3 and a first down. Ridley defense includes Miles Turner, Tamir Millmore, Mike McDonald, and Jalen Hudson up front. Dom DiMatteo, Nate Desmond, Bryce Regan are your linebackers. Jack Willis, Elijah Yakpuso, Hassan Chandler, and Jack Liberio are the defensive backs. First and 10 for the Panthers from the Ridley 35-yard line. All three plays to Zach Hussein. They've moved it 12 yards thus far. Give is to Ebo Pio, looking for room off the right side. Cuts inside at the 35, still with running room on his feet inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. Ebo for 9 on his first touch of the night. Nicely blocked there. Chris Tagliaterra leading the way as the pulling guard. Good start here for the Panther offense. Wing T look here that is not something that most teams see very often, although Dave Wood, certainly not unfamiliar on the sideline. He also has Ray Junta on the staff,
right,
longtime coach at Marple. Second and 1 from the 26-yard line. This is Belleville for the first time. Room off the left side, sheds a tackle inside the 20, and Belleville bangs his way down to the 16. Ethan Belleville for 10 more. Free safety Liberio on the tackle, and that's not who you want making your tackles,
right,
if you're with the defensive coordinator. Gain of 10 for Belleville on his first touch.
Well, Haven's doing what they do best. They're just pounding it away. Now hold the ball and drive it in.
Fisher, under center, two tight ends set again. Motion man, now they shift. Wing to the right is Belleville. They give it to Pio, looking for room off that right side. He cuts inside and down to the, let's call it the 13 when they unpile. Give him a gain of 3. Brings up second down and set about 7.
Yeah, that was a pretty good effort on Peel's part. I didn't think he had 3 yards on that thing for a gainer. He got stuck pretty well at the line of scrimmage, but just kind of dug his way in and leaned forward and fell.
Try to keep you posted on other games here. Haverford hosting Pencrest tonight. Haverford 5-1, 3-1. The Central's trying to stay in that title race. All right, here we go. Split end to the right for the first time is Ford. They go toss to play the right side, and this is inside the 10. Hussein spins his way down to the 5. Got a little tongue-tied there, but either way, first and goal to go for the Panthers. Gain of 9 on the toss to the right side for Zach Hussein, and the Panthers will have 4 cracks at it from the 4-yard line.
Well, this is what they want. This is the kind of game they like to play, and they're doing it.
Opening drive of the game. Clock ticks. 8:35. 8:34 and counting to play here in the first quarter. No score, but the Panthers started at the Ridley 47 and trying to punch it in now from the four. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On first down, it's Hussein off the right tackle, and he's going to bang his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Strathaven on the board first. 8:19 to play here in the opening quarter, and the Panthers with an opening statement from 47 yards out. And it's Zach Hussein punching it in for them the four.
Well, that's, you know, it is Panther football from one end to the other.
Ground and pound was the feeling coming into tonight. On both sides of the ball, frankly. I think we'll see a lot of the same from Ridley, but here the Panthers strike first. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Snap is high, pulled down nicely by Fisher. Young gets it away, long enough and good. 7-0 Strathaven, 8:19 to play in the opening quarter. Be back in 30 seconds. See what Ridley can do to answer when they get the football for the first time here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
8:19 to play here in the opening quarter. Ethan Belleville's big kick return sets up a 47-yard scoring drive. Zach Hussein, five carries on the drive. His last one goes 4 yards into the end zone. Emmett Young's extra point has us at 7-0 extra with Ridley ready to see the football for the first time. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. They go chip shot high, short kick. It's going to come down. Take a hop, a sideways hop at the 22-yard line. Ridley has to do well just to pick it up, and this is Yakpuso. Dances away from trouble momentarily and is pushed out of bounds out near the, let's see, call it the 29-yard line. Ball sat dangerously on the ground there for Ridley for a moment, but Yakpuso, the sixth leading rusher in Delaware County, steps out of bounds and gets the offense on the field. John Bakey is your quarterback. Yakpuso and Dylan Staley, the running backs. We'll see Jack Liberio and maybe Luttrell Williams at the wide receiver spots. Tight end is Jalen Hudson. We'll see Lamont Sudler as well. We'll get to the line in a moment. But on first and 10, they go slot right and split right. Shotgun look for John Bakey. On first and 10 with two tight ends set, they go option look to the right. They pitch it to Yakpuso, trying to stretch the field to the right. He runs into the arms of Belleville and Zane Mazur on this near sideline, and maybe a 2 yard run here for Yakpuso. All right, Yakpuso has five good ones in front of him. Sean O'Doherty is your center. Guards Gabe Desmond and Thomas Bramwell. Bramwell goes 6'5", 300 pounds. Matt Scheiber and Vaughn Curtis are your tackles. Tight end to the left this time is Lamont Sudler. To the right is Hudson. Split end to the left. And a pistol look here for Bakey on second down and about eight. They give it inside. Ooh. Oh, no, great fake there. Nice work there by Bakey to pull it out of the belly of his running back and take it out to the 35, sets up third down and four. But it was going to be a tackle for loss there.
As I Belleville, thought it was, too.
Belleville swallowed up Staley in the backfield. But nice decision there from Bakey to hold on to it and make it a positive play for the Green Raiders. Picks up 4 yards and it brings up third down and four. Raiders from the 35. Split end to the right is Jack Liberio. Slot is Yakpuso. Bakey in the gun. On third down, give his to Staley for the first time. Room off the right side. First down and more. Still on his feet. Plows his way across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. Good effort from Staley. Less good tackling there for the Panthers. Gain of 12 and a Ridley first down. So the last couple of weeks, Staley's gotten it going to the tune of 76 yards and two scores a week ago. 70-plus the week before. Yakpuso's been over 100 and two scores in each of the last 2 weeks. So the Raiders getting it done on the ground. Pistol look again. Two receivers to the left this time. John Bakey on first and 10 from the 46. He's back to pass for the first time. Looking, scrambling to his right. He's going to tuck it and run. Cuts across midfield, and he's into Panther territory, lunging forward to the 41-yard line. Gain of 12 and a first down. Belleville in on the tackle. I'm sorry, John Wilson, rather, in on the tackle for Strathaven, but good protection momentarily there for Ridley, but Bakey can scramble. He's got good wheels himself, and he has them in business now from the right hash, moving left to right in front of us here. Liberio split end to the left, tight end to the right, wing to the left as well, and two backs, one on either hip of Bakey, who's in the gun. They go motion left to right, and they hand it, now go option to the right, and it's Bakey dances his way into the secondary, and he's ridden down, but not before he picks up near first down yardage again. We'll see when they spot. They're going to unpile at, I think, just shy of the 31. John Prochniak on the tackle, but referee will eyeball it, and they may measure this one. Now they're going to move it 10 yards and another first down. So the Panthers know coming into this one, you're going to have to be smart with your assignments. This is assignment, discipline, football, stay at home, stay in your gaps. The fakes are terrific, and here's Bakey give this time. He's got Paso off of the left guard, and he's going to be ridden down after a short gain by John Prochniak. Gain of about four for Elijah, who... Paso, over the last 2 weeks, is averaging over 9 yards per carry. He's going to check out of the game momentarily. Hassan Chandler, wearing number 25, will check in. Chandler's found the end zone each of the last 4 weeks in one way or another, a run or a catch. So the Panthers have to keep an eye on 25. He lines up in the backfield opposite Staley. Pro set out of the shotgun. This is Chandler for the first time off the right side. His ball is loose. Scramble for it. And the Panthers can't find it. And a big play there by 77 to roll on top of it. Thomas Bramwell had it under his back momentarily, but lands on top of it to recover the fumble at the 26. Panthers never saw it. So gain of a yard on the play for Chandler, and it's going to bring up third down. Probably four down territory here for Coach Dave Wood and the Raiders, but Ridley trying to make that easy here.
They do have a great field goal kicker. So.
They do, and now Ridley's going to call timeout with 4:16 to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. We'll take a short timeout with them. Be back in just a moment. Ridley with third and about five when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Phil Marion Field, home of the Green Raiders, and they Raiders have the ball in hand here, third and five from the Strathaven 26. Liberio split end to the left, wing to the left as well. Bakey takes the shotgun snap. Option look to the left. He's going to string it out, steps through one tackle, and he's going to lunge down to the 15-yard line. Excellent fake. Panthers, everybody bit, and Bakey beat his man one-on-one to the tune of 11 yards and another first down. Bakey, four carries for 38 yards already in this opening drive. Panthers have not accounted for number 12 very well thus far.
Well, this is the effort where you really need to put a spy on him and just wherever he goes, you go and you tackle him. But
yeah, like we said, assignment football here. Yep. Everybody's going to have to be patient and then make the stops, which is easier said than done. He's got good feet. All right, wing to the right. Motion now to the left. Two backs on either hip of Bakey. He's going to keep it again. He's going to step inside this time and still carry a man down to the 10-yard line. Good strength. He's got his pad level lower than everybody else. Luke Healy rides him down along with Arion Ford. And they'll put it down at the 10-yard line. Gain of five more for Bakey and a very manageable second and five for the Green Raiders. They can still pick up a first down if they get it to the five, but Ridley trailing 7-0, looking for more here. 3:15 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Two wide receivers. Got Paso slot right, Liberio split right. Shotgun look for Bakey. They give it to up the middle to Staley, who's going to push the pile down near the five-yard line. I think he's going to end up with first down yardage when they unpile. Follow Big 77 down to the four-yard line for six more and another first down. So the Panther run defense continues to bend. trying to figure it out here with first and goal to go from the four. Ridley trying to answer exactly what Strathaven did on their first drive of the game. Strathaven marched down with little resistance, and the Panthers now offering the same. Here we go. First and goal to go from the four. They give inside. Jack Passo off the left side. He's going to push the pile for a couple. They'll mark him shy. I think they might even give him the 1 yard line here. This is getting a little, as you like to say, Mike, tough to stop from the 1 yard line here. Panthers are going to need some kind of penetration in the backfield to push this thing backwards in all likelihood. Hassan Chandler checks in.
I don't think there's been a gain for less than a yard. There's been one gain for a yard so far this series.
Liberio out. Hassan Chandler checks in. He lines up wing to the left. Now they go triple option look. Give inside to the up back, and we'll see. Touchdown, Ridley. Looks like Staley when they unpile. Yes. Okay. Number 28 at the bottom of the pile. A 1 yard plunge for Staley on his third carry of the night. And the Raiders now with a chance to tie at the 1:53 mark of this first quarter. Impressive, impressive drive for the boys in green.
Who's kicking?
93. On to attempt the extra point is Nate Warwick. Liberio to hold. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Plenty of leg. And up and good. We are tied at 7 late in the first quarter. As expected, ground and pound on both sides of the ball, and both offenses are rewarded thus far. 7-7. Be back in just a moment. See what the Panthers can do with their second possession when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
1:53 to play here in the opening quarter. Both teams trading haymakers here in the first quarter. 47-yard scoring drive for the Panthers, answered immediately by Ridley's 71-yard scoring drive. Dylan Staley into the end zone from the one, and we're tied at 7. High, short end over end kick's going to come to Belleville at the 21-yard line, who steps away from one tackle, still on his feet across the 30, pushes his way out to the 31-yard line, and Ridley coaches frustrated, feeling like four guys had a shot at him. Still, they swarm nicely, and Panthers with a much longer field this time than they started with a few moments ago. So the Panthers will operate again, moving right to left in front of us here late in the first quarter. They'll go from the left hash and bring John Prochniak into the game. I believe in there for he'll line up at halfback for Ethan Belleville at the moment. Double wing for Fisher. Two tight ends in front of him, fullback behind him, and they go with a jet sweep to Ebo Pio for the first time. He's going to turn it upfield and across the 35, or out to the 35. Gain of about 4 for Pio on the first jet sweep we've seen in quite some time. Second down and 6. Nicely done by the Ridley defense to string that one out. And brings up second down and 6. Fisher still with Prochniak in there behind him. Prochniak goes wing right. Two tight ends, 4 to the left, Wilson to the right. On second down and 6. 9-man front for Ridley. Quick trap play to Hussein, and nice job there to hang on to him. If he gets to the second level, he's still going for a while, but good work there to tackle from behind by number 57, defensive end Tamir Wilmore. So Hussein stopped just shy of the 40. Call it third down and about 2 upcoming. All right. Strathaven's Zach Hussein, 6 carries, 30 yards, and the Panthers score in the early going here. 40 seconds, 39 seconds and counting to play here in the first. On third and 2, it's Hussein off the left side, and they undercut him, and he's going to be a couple yards shy. They might give him a yard, and that's about it. And then it's going to be decision time for Coach Clancy to say, hey, can we get 1 yard? It's a long one. But we'll see. We don't see any signs of Kraus dropping into punt formation, so 16 seconds, 15 seconds, and the Panthers will go for it on 4th and 1 from their own 40-yard line. They're 45% this year on 4th down, and they'll try it from here. Fisher under center. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to push. He's going to drive the pile forward, and I think he's got it. Very, very close. He didn't get much, but he didn't need much. The clock has struck zero on the first quarter, but let's see where they spot this. It's going to be very, very close. Fisher needed a yard and change, and I think he's got
first
it.
Down,
yes,
yeah.
First down, and that will give everybody a sigh of relief if you're a Panther fan, as we'll go to the end of the first quarter. Panthers 7, Ridley 7. The Panthers moving it when we come back. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thanks, Mr. Connor, for sending this one back to us. He was part of a bunch of big games between Ridley and Strathaven some 15 or more years ago now. But we're welcome back to the second quarter. Brian Carroll with play-by-play, Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman helping with the spotting and stats. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 41-yard line. As they start the second quarter, they go Belleville off the left side, and he'll get a couple. Good push from behind by his teammates. Gets him out to the 45, or 44, rather. And brings up second down and 7 after a gain of 3. Evan Bosak in on the tackle for the Green Raiders. Checking out for the Raiders, Jalen Hudson is your outside linebacker. Into the game now for the defense is Dom DiMatteo. Panthers send Arian Ford, split end to the right, wing to the right is Belleville. They go inside, give to Hussein, who's going to still push his way to maybe the line of scrimmage. Not much doing there. They tried to stretch the field a little bit there and spread them out, but forward progress will actually give them the 46, so it'll bring up third down and 5.
Yeah, Clancy is staying with his ground game, but, you know, it's getting easier and easier for Ridley to stop it. So
good adjustments here. Ridley, we expected probably like a 52 Oklahoma, like a five-man front. May see some 3-3 stack here as well. And the Raiders on 3rd and 5. Now have to account for Arian Ford, split end to the left. Fisher under center. P.O. wing to the left, and they throw it, go trap play to Hussein here, and nothing doing. Man. Maybe a yard, but 57 waiting there. It's Tamir Wilmore again, and it's going to bring up 4th down and about 4. So, you're right, Mike. Didn't play it safely there. Didn't want to throw it. And now
doesn't want to throw it, but is willing to go on a 4th and 1. Okay.
Here we go. 4th down and 4 here. Panthers get their 11th man onto the field, and Ryan Krause in punt formation for the first time tonight. Elijah Yacpasso stands at his 20-yard line awaiting Ethan Belleville to snap. Krause, over the last several weeks, averaging over 40 yards per kick. And the Panthers are going to get flagged here for false start. A little bit of lean here from the left side of the offensive line. Ridley pointing fingers, and rightfully so, I think. Flag comes in from the far sideline. Yeah, Strathaven got leaning backwards just a little bit there. First penalty of the game for either team. And it'll bring up 4th down and about 9 after they march off the 5-yard penalty. So, Krause with a little more room to kick it now, and Yacpasso still waits at the 20-yard line. Green Raiders' kick return game has burnt the Panthers over the years. A lot of times we'll set up the return to the home sideline, and here Krause steps into one, booms it. Yacpasso is going to back up, but has a chance to return it. Now it runs to the far sideline, cuts up the hash mark, and nice work by Ibo Pio in the open field to drop him at the 25-yard line. So, Good punt there from Ryan Krause. Called 38 on the punt and 4 on the return. And the Green Raiders, first possession here of the second quarter, now moving right to left in front of us. 9:35 to play here before halftime. Couple score updates. Souderton has jumped out on North Penn 14-0. Bit of a surprise there in the early going. 7-7, Garnet Valley is tied with Lower Merion. But here, 7-7 as well. And John Bakey has a back on either side. Motion from left to right. And it's Bakey off the right up the middle, and he's going to dive across the 30-yard line. Panthers are having a hard time biting on the fakes, and Bakey's reading it well. Little read option, midline option, takes it to the 32-yard line, and a gain of 7. So Bakey, 6 carries, 50 yards already, and the Panthers have had no answers.
Yep, no. That's the scary part. Bakey's doing a great job, but they've got to find the answer. Somebody's got to stay on that quarterback no matter what goes by him.
Split end to the right is Latrell Williams. Two backs again, and they give it to Yakpuso off the left side, and the Panthers do string him out this time. Belleville's trying to stand him up and rip the ball out, but Yakpuso has it blown dead. Panthers let go of him, and Yakpuso, good for him, pushing the pile. We saw a play last week against in the win over Conestoga where his second, third, fourth effort really ended up with a big gain for Yakpuso, so he's not one who's going to go down easily. Here he'll lose a yard. Belleville on the stop, and it brings up third down and about 4. So I would expect more of the same here with Bakey kind of a read option, I would guess.
I would. I mean, I haven't been able to stop him.
Staley and Yakpuso stand split behind him. Motion again from left to right. They fake it, option look, and then the late pitch, and the Panthers have that one sniffed out. There's assignment football, and Jake Fisher slings him backwards. Forward progress will give him the 27 for a loss of 4, but Staley dumped by Fisher, who's forced into action with the absence of Evan Blake tonight. Fisher had 9 tackles at that outside linebacker spot a week ago and steps up big with a stop on Staley. 2 negative plays there for the Ridley offense, and they'll punt it for the first time as well. Number 44 ready to kick it away is Miles Turner. Turner steps into it. Ooh. High. End over end kick. Fair catch signaled for and made by Ebo Pio at the Panther 43-yard line.
That was a high kick.
Terrific hang time for there from Turner. It's funny, I didn't even mention the Panther starters on defense as I called out Fisher for the first time, but doing the job so far in the first quarter. Corey Harris, Sandberg, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville up front. Proshniak and Healy, the inside linebackers. John Wilson and Jake Fisher, the outside backers. Corners are Zane Mazur and Arian Ford. We'll see some of Jais Davis tonight as well, and Ebo Pio, your free safety. But the Panther offense back on the field now. 7:33 to play before halftime. We are tied at 7. From there, 43, 2 tight ends. Wilson to the left, Ford to the right, wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Motion man is Pio, and then back to pass for the first time is Fisher. Pressure coming from the backside, steps away from it momentarily. He's going to tuck it and run. Up this near sideline, 45-50, slung down by the shoulder pads at the 48-yard line, but give Fisher a gain of 9, and a nice play there by Fisher improvising. Looked like he was going to be caught from behind, and like he had the eyes in the back of his head there for a moment.
Yeah, he had somebody open. He just either didn't see him or was concerned about it.
Trying to get Ford on a deep route there, but either way, second and 1 is where the Panthers would like to be. Wouldn't shock me to see another short pass attempt, maybe, if you're confident in third and 1 or fourth and 1, but we'll see what they go.
Outside too. Good.
Under center is Fisher on the sweep to Belleville off the left side. Now he's got running room. He spins his way across the 45 and down to the Ridley 41-yard line. Gain of 7 on the Mustang sweep. 3 carries, 18 yards for Ethan Belleville, who had a very good running game last week in the loss to Radnor. Belleville with 8 carries for 72 yards. And the left side of that Panther line's finding some room at the moment. First and 10 from the Ridley 41. We are tied at 7 as the clock will be inside of 7 minutes when they snap it here in the second quarter. Tight end to the right is John Wilson. Proshniak into the game at halfback. He comes in motion. They run the toss to the left side. This is a stiff arm from Hussein, who stays on his feet. Put a hand down a la Randall Cunningham there to push himself forward for another
explain
five, 6 yards.
Explain who Randall Cunningham is.
That's the Carl Banks. You remember that one? Monday Night Football. Yep. Carl Banks cuts out his ankles. He catches himself with one with his free hand and then throws a touchdown to Jimmy Giles in the back of the end zone. You don't remember that one, Mike? It's like yesterday, right?
I don't remember it exactly, but he was a pretty remarkable guy in some of the plays.
Gain of 6 for Hussein, second down and 4 upcoming. They give it to Hussein another time. He's got a lot of room this time. Secondary, and he's tripped up from behind at the 23-yard line, but Zach Hussein rips off 12 more. Nice open field tackle where he's going the distance. 11 carries, 52 yards for the senior fullback. Last week was the first time all year he was short of the 100-yard mark. He's had a couple of 200-yard games as well this season. 6:03, 6:02, and counting to play here in the second quarter. Panthers first and 10 now at the Ridley 23-yard line. Knocking on the door, trying to take a lead here. Double wing this time. Give is to Hussein off left tackle. He'll spin his way to the 20 for a gain of 3. Tough sledding inside, and nice work there by Nate Desmond, the inside linebacker, to stand him up.
Ridley defense is really, few of the plays they've really snuck, they've really been able to sniff out. And, of course, Haven just keeps consistently running it up the gut. And when they do that 1-2-3 plays, they're just not gaining what they should. That was the third play up the middle, and it, you know.
Second down and 7. This is Belleville off the left side. Not much room this time. He's going to be a flag, and this is in the neighborhood of holding here. These holding penalties will absolutely disrupt any team. We saw it in the last drive of the game last week for the Panthers. A first down holding penalty turned it into first and forever, and they just could not recover. So now second down and 7 is going to march backwards, I believe. Still awaiting the signal, but it is going to be holding against Strathaven, and it's going to turn it down to second and, well, a long way to go. They're going to march this thing out near the 30-yard line or past the 30. They'll put it down at the 32. And it's going to be a long way to go. So first down got 3. Second down goes 19. Way backwards. So you're looking at second down and about 19.
Yep.
All right. Well, tougher sledding now for the Panthers. See what they can come up with here. And Ridley defense doing the job, as you said, Mike. And they send Arian Ford split end to the right. Fisher under center. P.O. and Belleville are your halfbacks. Motion man is P.O. They play fake. Back to pass is Fisher. Pump fake. Steps up. Fires. Deep down the sideline. Ford is out there. He's got it inside the 5 and is tackled at the 1. Oh, stop and go. Beautiful delivery from Fisher. Ford waits for it and hauls it in. His second catch of the year puts the Panthers in goal to go and a chance to take the lead.
That was an amazing throw. It was a little short, actually, but Ford was so wide open. Arian Ford was so wide open. He just came back to it and got it.
First and goal to go. The Panthers with 4 cracks at it from the 1. 4:38 to play here before halftime. Wing to the right is Belleville. They give it to Hussein off the left side, and he is into the end zone for a Panther touchdown, his second of the night, as the Panthers back on top, 13-7, extra point pending with 4:27 to play here in the second quarter. Well, they drop back to pass twice in that drive. One turned into a quarterback scramble. The other turns into a 31-yard pass play to Arian Ford.
And they had pressure on him. I mean, that was he almost knocked his arm.
He got it out just in time. Low snap picked up by Fisher. He's going to have to scramble for it. He's looking for the corner, diving for the pylon, and he is in for the 2-point conversion. What a job by Fisher. Low snap. Fisher scoops and scores the 2-point conversion, 15-7. Fisher getting it done on that drive for the Panthers. How about that?
When it rains, it pours, huh?
For Ridley at the moment. So the Raiders with a chance to come back when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net. Be back in 30 seconds, late in the second quarter, 15-7. Panthers on top.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven 15, Ridley 7, with 4:27 to play here in the second quarter. The Panthers, a 57-yard scoring drive. Defense did their part. The offense returns the favor. Evan Young ready to kick it away. High, short, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 18-yard line. Looking for room up that side, and it's Cole Pikel who gets stiff-armed there and now trying to come up this near sideline towards the Ridley sideline. And slung down by Luke Healy is number one, John Gow. There we go. All right, so John Galley on the return, and nice work there by Healy to make the stop at the 25. Play designed to go to the right and came all the way back to this near sideline. But 4:15 to play, Ridley trailing now by 8. And just over 4 minutes and 2 timeouts in their pocket here late in the second quarter. Try to keep you posted on scores elsewhere. Harry S. Truman 7, Pensbury 3. We'll get you updated in just a moment on a few other closer to home scores. Here, John Bakey in the shotgun, backs to either side of him. They go with an option look. It's Bakey right up the middle, and Matt Dowdy there to meet him. But good job by Bakey to push it pile out to the 29-yard line. Gain of 4. Krause and Dowdy on the stop. Second down and 6. John Bakey, 7 carries, 54 yards for the Green Raiders to lead them in rushing at the moment. Yak Pauso, 4 carries for 8 yards. Staley, 4 for 15. Chandler 1 for 1 thus far. So the Panthers defense holding steady with the exception of one drive thus far. Here, wing to the right. 2 backs behind Bakey in the gun. Again, a triple option look. They get fake to Staley, and rolling to his left is Bakey. He wants it all. Down the near sideline. Has a man out there. In and out of the hands. Just off the mark to Lamont Sudler, the tight end. Jais Davis in coverage. But that ball was delivered nicely just inside the Panther 40. But incomplete, it falls, and the Panthers.
And he was covered pretty well. I mean, who was it? P.O. was just right behind him?
It was Jais Davis. Tracking him all the way across the field. But, boy, that was nicely delivered on the run. Run into his left. It was a right-handed quarterback. Good. Put that in the only spot where his guy could catch it.
Nice Sudler, lead, just a tiny bit too much lead.
Sudler had a big catch last week for 41 yards. This one just off the fingertips, and now 3rd and 6 for the Green Raiders. Bakey in the gun, rolling to his right, looking for someone downfield. Eyes forward, is going to step up in the pocket, and he's going to be tracked down from behind. But no, he's diving for the far sideline. I think he has a first down over there. We'll see when they spot it. The scramble's going to give him 6 yards. He knew exactly where the marker was, and a Ridley first down. That's a heads-up play there from your quarterback, John Bakey, the senior, 160-pounder, first-year starter, getting it done right there. His 8th carry has him at 60 yards for the game, and the Panthers, good coverage downfield, but could not contain number 12. He's in the shotgun again. Two backs. Gives Yakpauso off the left side. Prochniak and Pio going to wrap him up at the 40, but again, good push from the Raider offensive line for a 5-yard gain.
I'm sorry, who ran then?
Number 2, Yakpauso. Clock ticks, 3:15, 3:14 and counting to play here in the first half. Strathaven leading 15-7. Ridley with the football at their own 40. Shotgun look for Bakey, backs on either side, motion man from right to left. And keeping it himself off the right side, Bakey with running room into the secondary he goes, and oh, he was a shoestring away from breaking it. Arion Ford and Jais Davis got just enough of him, and they'll put it down at the 40-yard line. Gain of 20. 80 yards rushing already for John Bakey, and the Panthers have had very few answers.
Boy,
for number 12.
They've caught him a couple of times, but that's been about it. And, it, you know, the blocking is doing well. He's got nice holes to run through. It's not just a matter of of fakes and stuff. They're really clearing out the line. They're going to have to, defense has to shut this down.
First and 10 from the Strathaven 40. Wing to the right. John Bakey again in the gun. He's going to keep it himself. Ducks inside, and the Panthers waiting for him that time. Sam Burke and others drop him after just a yard. Nice job on the containment there from Corey Harris and John Wilson to turn him inside into the arms of Sam Burke, and that's one of the few times that Bakey's had nowhere to go. Second down and 9 upcoming. Couple score updates. Marple Newtown 14, Conestoga 13.
Ooh.
Penwood 22, Interboro nothing. Big surprise so far up north, 17-0. Satterton on top of undefeated North Penn. Radnor 13, Springfield 6. Here, 15-7, Strathaven on 2nd and 9. They give to Yakpalso, who's going to be grabbed by Ethan Belleville and squashed back at the 44-yard line. Ethan Belleville got off his block quickly and drops him for a loss of, generous spot here. They're going to give him the 42-yard line. So loss of 3 on the play. Third down and 12, not where Ridley wants to be here, but either way.
Definitely four down territory. They're not putting this ball away.
Clock ticks, 126, 125, and now timeout for head coach Dave Wood and offensive coordinator Scott Green's going to talk it over with the offense here. We'll keep it right here just for the moment. 1 minute 27 seconds left here in the first half. Again, like I said, big surprise going on up in Suburban 1 right now, 17-0. Satterton on top of North Penn. That would be a big shakeup there, as a lot of people feeling like North Penn, even on the road tonight, would be in great shape and undefeated leaving Satterton. But Big Red coming up big so far. Marple Newtown a one-point lead right now on Conestoga in the second quarter.
Conestoga's gotten the daylights beat out of them all year long. Yeah. They're going to hold this game to Marple Newtown. That's pretty impressive.
Haverford 28, Pencrest 7. Not a surprise there, as well as they've been, Haver's been playing. 21-7, Garnet Valley on top of Lower Merion.
Yep.
Garnet Valley throwing the ball around tonight. How about that? They've scored on an 80-yard pass play already. Here, third and 12, big play for the Green Raiders from their Strathaven 42. And you're going to get motion here and back them up 5 more yards. Frustrating play here for Ridley. False start as one of the backs started falling forward a little bit at the time of the snap. So back it up to the 47. And Strathaven with a little more of a cushion now on the defensive side here. But like you said, Mike, likely four down territory.
Absolutely. And now they do have a heck of a field goal kicker.
And, a quarterback with some legs here. So they're going to have to keep him in contained here and not give up, say, a 10-yard scramble and turn this into fourth and manageable. All right, Panthers trying to get a pass rush, I would think, on 3rd and 17. They play fake. Back, they run a wheel route. Wide open is Yakpuso down the near sideline. 25-20. He's banged out of bounds by Arian Ford inside the 10-yard line. But, everybody left number 2 alone. He was the first man through on the fake, beautifully designed play. And they will spot this at the 9. Well, first and goal to go.
Wow. They just got caught looking this time. There was nobody out there. They're lucky they caught up to him.
Gain of 44. First completion of the night for John Bakey.
I got 38.
Okay. We're on the wrong side. I was on the wrong side of the midfield stripe. All right, here's Staley on first and goal. Off the left side, he bangs into 4 white jerseys. But at the 5-yard line is where they'll stand him up. Still a gain of 4 for Staley. Brings up second down and goal. Oh, Panthers seem to be in great shape there. They get a stop on third and forever. Can get the football back with 3 timeouts, but now just trying to hang on to a lead here.
Yep.
Liberio split end to the right. And on the second man through, he's got Puso off the left side and into the end zone. He is in, and the Green Raiders with a chance to tie perhaps. Yakpalso from the 5, 15-13, extra point pending. And they will come on with the kicker for this one. And Ridley not going to chase the points just yet. But, big, big play on third and long there for the Green Raiders. And now on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough. And straight down the middle is Nate Warwick. 46 seconds play before halftime. The Panthers defense bends and breaks. And Ridley, all the credit to them for punching it in. We'll be back to see if the Panthers want to do something with the final seconds of the first half when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
A 5-yard scoring run has the Green Raiders back in business. Strathaven 15, Ridley 14, and a 38-yard pass play on 3rd and 17 sets up the tough one for the Panthers, and now what will they do here? Oh, squib kick. The Panthers might get good field position out of this, and John Wilson's going to take a knee immediately at the 37-yard line. So the Panthers, 44 seconds, three timeouts. Well, if you can get a good first down play without a penalty, then maybe you see what happens.
Yep. If they'll take the risk, I mean.
All right.
If they got some kind of magic here, if they have a screen pass in, well, just like Ridley ran the wheel route, nobody was expecting it. That's the kind of play they got to come up with here.
All right. See what the Panthers want to do here. And they break the huddle with two tight ends and a wing to the left, Ebo Pio. Eight-man front for Ridley. Motion man is Belleville. Play fake. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking, firing over the middle, coming back to it. Oh. And, oh, Pio looking for the ball. And they're going to get an off. They're going to get a pass interference call and a 15-yard penalty. So Fisher looking for Pio, who was double covered. But as he came back to the ball, they did grab a hold of a jersey there. So not sure he would have caught it anyway. But
right.
Panthers catch a break. And that'll move things forward for the Panthers across the midfield stripe and now within striking distance, perhaps. Strathaven 15, Ridley 14.
Pass interference against the Green Raiders. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. It's Strathaven first down and 10 to go. For the Green Raiders, 37-yard line with 38 seconds to go in the first.
That's 1 yard
there
too many.
There we go. All right. From the 48-yard line of Ridley now, split end to the left is Arion Ford. Three timeouts for the Panthers. Motion man is Belleville. Play fake. Rolling to his left is Fisher. Has time momentarily. Steps away from him. And now he's going to be swarmed. They're going to lose yardage all the way back to the 43-yard line. Big loss on the play. Panthers just could not hold off the pass rush here. Clock ticks. 24 seconds, 23 seconds. Timeout, Strathaven. And that hurts. First and 10 from the 47. And now you're looking at second and long from your own 42. So loss of 13 on the sack. Good job there by the Ridley pass rush. Didn't see really who cleaned up on that. I think that was 50 finally. Who
we
got
50.
A Mike,
yes, we had
Mike 50, McDonald.
Yeah. Yep.
There were four green shirts that had a shot at him, and McDonald ends up with the sack back at the 42. So now if you're Coach Clancy here, what are you drawing up here? You don't want to turn it over. Ridley does get the football back to start the second half, so you're going to have to come up with some defensive adjustments certainly. But we'll see. All right.
This is why, you know, quick hitters become so important in the ability to pass quickly, because you can't hang back there with these guys rushing. Our line is not capable necessarily holding these guys off for so long.
So, see what they come up with here. Arion Ford, split into the right. Slot right is Ebo Pio. Wing to the right is Belleville. And they go with a quick hitter to Hussein. Tried to spread the field. They're not going to get much out of that. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Hussein. Clock ticks. 14 seconds, 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Panthers still have time here, but they're going to let it clock tick. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and they're going to take it to halftime. All right. Well, I think if you get a big play on the fullback dive, that you might do something a little differently, but Coach Clancy keeps it close to the vest here, plays it safe to end the first half. So, tighter than it could be, maybe than it should be, if you're a Panther fan, but you have to feel good about a 15-14 lead at Phil Marion Field at halftime. Feels a little different than where we were in our last visit here in 2016.
That's
so, we'll take a short time out, be back for some halftime chatter with Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. We'll check the scoreboard from elsewhere around District 1 and District 12 and listen to the Ridley Marching Unit in the background as well. So stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us on the air every week. And be back momentarily on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Welcome back. We're at Ridley High School, where the score at halftime is Strathaven 15, Ridley 14, and it's been that kind of game. Both teams are very evenly matched. Both teams defensively are having trouble stopping the offense. We're also joined here by Andrew Kaufman, as we were last week, who will have his 47 cents to put into this thing. So, Pete, what were your observations of this game?
Well, Mike, the way I see it, there's two evenly matched teams. I mean, Haven got the ball first, went right down the field. Every play was on the ground, and they scored. Ridley came back, did the same thing, and they scored. Then there was a couple of punts back and forth, and then Haven scored, and then Ridley scored again. They just mirrored each other. We're kind of lucky to have a one-point lead.
Yes.
Because we were going for the one-point conversion, the kick, and because of the bad snap, we scrambled around and got 2 points. That's why there's a one-point difference right now. Are you a little surprised Ridley didn't go for two on that?
I was a little surprised, but I think they're patient about it, and I think, you could be down by two rather than one, and I think they kind of want to see where the game's going. Theoretically, they believe they're going to score again, and they'll have another decision to make. Yeah. They also have a heck of a field goal kicker, so I think the 1 point doesn't concern them a lot, even if it goes on for the rest of the second half, as long as they get within field goal range.
Their kicker, I was watching him in warm-ups, he was kicking them from 40, 45 yards plus.
But neither kickers are doing much on kickoffs, and I have to believe it's because they've been directed to kick like that, because normally... our kicker, whose name escapes me after all these years, isn't that ridiculous? Emmett Young, he's been booming them down there, and he's not doing that tonight. And if 93, their kicker, Ridley's kicker, is any... He kicked the dickens out of the ball for a field goal. I got to believe he can do it on a kickoff. So they're must be saying, we don't want to hand the ball to their better runners or give them a shot. So... that's got to be a strategy, or there's something wrong with kickers tonight.
I think in the second half, though, Ridley learned a little bit with that swing pass to number two that went almost a distance. I think you're going to see them put the ball in the air a little more in the second half, especially to the
end. I think they had trouble. Andrew, what were your thoughts about the passing game in particular, or the passing attempts from both sides?
Passing attempts from both sides. Haven isn't a team that characteristically puts the ball in the air a whole lot.
Now, I don't know what you've said so far this year, and it's October, but that has to be the understatement.
Yeah. They definitely could put the ball in the air a little bit more. They could definitely use it. It would help open up the ground game up in the middle, because then you've got to have the defense respect the pass, and that takes players out of the box, and you open up the inside runs. And Haven has been having success on the outside runs, as they did last week against Radnor.
Right, right. I will tell you that Ridley is not playing the box like other teams have played the box. Whether that's because they've seen the film and said, look, these guys can throw, and if we play it too tight, they'll throw on us. I'm not too sure. But Clancy is still sticking with that tried and true up the middle. And it worked in his first series extremely well. But then Ridley started to crack down. Unfortunately for Haven, Ridley's handoff situation and the fakes by their quarterback have been tremendous, and they really don't have an answer. You know, they get lucky every once in a while, catch them in the backfield or something. But by and large, I think they're going to come out here and do that all night long, and I'm not too sure Panthers are going to be able to stop it.
Yeah, I don't think they've been able to read the read option very well on defense. They've made a couple of misreads that have led to Ridley big gains, and they just haven't been able to.
Part of it seems like they're blocking to the keep, and so when the quarterback goes to hand the ball off, he sees this enormous hole in front of him. He pulls the ball back, and he's off and running, and there's no Panther to be found anywhere.
Yeah, that has happened.
The good news is that wheel route was blown coverage completely, man. I don't know what the coverage they were in, but nobody picked up the running back out of the backfield to turn it into a receiver. He was wide open. And they were very lucky that they stopped him at the one, but of course they scored anyway. But other than that, they were in decent shape. I mean, they could have run out of time. They could have stopped that play. But that's been a problem the Panthers have had all year. They can't seem to put it together enough to stop it to keep an advantage. And then they come into a game that's close, it's close, it's close, and they lose.
Yeah.
So we'll hope that
sounds like the Eagles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
It does sound like the Eagles. But,
very similar.
I was wondering what's burning, but they always have the bonfires off here on the end zone, down on the east side of the end zone.
I didn't know if it was burning or we were getting some fog ball here. But
well, you know, it's a Green Raiders, which is a Green Indian Raiders, so maybe I thought they had
a
fire going someplace, but not here. So you want to talk about the Eagles for a second?
Yeah, but before that, I'd like to say before in the second half here, I got to hate to say this, but If Haven can't stop their run, this could be a long second half, because the Raiders have showed in the last half of the second quarter they can move the ball now through on the ground, and I think they're going to open it up a little in the air. So they got their hands full the second half. But let's hope they can hold them on that first drive and then, pick up the ball.
Well, I'm not convinced yet. Haven, Ridley's thrown a couple of good balls. One of them just was beyond the reach of the receiver. The other one was that wheel route, which, of course, was you and I could have gone down and caught that one. That was that wide open. So, I'm not convinced that they have a passing game that's a complete threat yet, but I am extremely concerned about their read option situation, which is just killing us. And like I said, we've gotten lucky a couple of times. I don't know that we can count on that. And, if Ridley comes down and scores in their first possession and, in particular, holds us on our next possession.
When the quarterback on the read option, when he controls the ball, when he holds it, he's getting 5, 6, 7 yards a pop. And if they're going to do that, they're going to go up and down the field. So they've got to really tighten that
well,
up.
Well, I think what you tell your players is, look, commit to the quarterback. We'll take our chances with him actually handing it off. Tackle the quarterback, and then we'll see how they adjust to it. Because the only other option you really have is have somebody, a spy, who comes in and takes down the quarterback virtually in every play.
I
just don't know how realistic.
We'll do that. Spy somebody on him. Because that's been their biggest. When they do make their big plays, their 5, 6, 8, 10 yard gains, it's those plays that are doing it. So they should spy them, and I think that'll certainly.
Well,
help.
I don't know that he has the capability or the wherewithal to put a spy in, but he can certainly tell his linemen, don't worry about the fake. You see the quarterback coming to you with the ball in his hand. Whatever he does with the ball, he does with the ball. You tackle the quarterback.
Right.
And then, somebody outside hopefully will be closing in as well. The problem is they've been closing in as a group on the running back, which, of course, frees up the quarterback or vice versa. Well, you've got to designate to your players who's going to take what responsibility. You know, player closest to the quarterback takes him, player closest to the running back takes him, no matter what the ball does. Because all you have to do is get a hand on these guys and slow them down enough, and your linebackers or your other linemen should be able to get there and complete the tackle.
Yeah.
So, and tackling has still been an issue, by the way. This straight arm stuff that's getting through, and they're not taking their legs down, and even Backy, the Ridley quarterback running, I mean, he's getting 3 or 4 yards where he should have been stopped at the one-yard gain.
They get to the guys, but they don't bring them down right away.
Yeah, they're not.
They're getting extra yards.
And I don't know whether it's they're not trapping their legs. I don't know whether they're looking for upper body. I will say that Backy gets down very low, so it's very hard to get to his legs and pull him down. But still, at some point, you got to make those plays. All right, so now you want to talk about the Eagles?
Yeah, let's talk about the Eagles now. You know, after a tough loss last week, which was absolutely unbelievable to give somebody four fourth down chances and have them complete all their situations. It's never happened, I think, in an NFL game. So I expect them to come back a little different this week, playing a very tough Vikings team, but a team that's also struggling at 1-2-1. And when the Eagles play at home, that advantage with their crowd is such an advantage, especially on certain plays where, Cousins won't be able to hear the signals. You know, the quarterback and the linemen, and they'll throw their timing off. That right there alone could be worth a touchdown. So I think in a struggle, the Eagles should win this game, maybe 28-24.
Okay. And, Andrew, what's your thoughts of the Eagles?
Yeah, the Vikings defense this season hasn't been what they were last season. They've been struggling against the run and the pass. And I think the Eagles are going to get the run game going. They're going to get Carson going again. And they're going to be able to win this game by a touchdown.
All right.
Yeah, look for the Eagles to run the ball more. Last week there was 50 passes and 20 runs. Look for this week to be 50-50, maybe like 35 and 32 or something.
All right, well, you've heard it here. The Eagles, we didn't talk about Penn State, but that was depressing enough. I had a tough football weekend. So we are here at Phil Marion Stadium at Ridley High School, where the score is Strathaven 15 and Ridley 14. It's been that kind of a game, excuse me, and it should be that kind of a half. So stay tuned as we take our break with our sponsors, and we come back for the second half of high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Phil Marion Field here at Ridley High School. Thanks again to Pete and Andrew joining Mike at halftime, chatting up Eagles, and I don't know what else you were chatting about. I'm sure observations the first half too, but
of course,
yeah. But first half action, and now second half action, and a few games from elsewhere. Try to give you quick score updates from around District 1, District 12. We'll start out in the Chessmont. Bishop Shanahan, now a 4A school. Population-wise, they've dropped down a class, so they are taking on 5A Westchester East, who's been a pleasant surprise to a lot of people. They are 3-3 at the moment, but very much in the playoff hunt. In fact, just a few bonus points ahead of Strathaven at the moment. But Shanahan on top 10-7. So Westchester East can't afford to lose to a 4A team tonight. Needs to win to keep pace there. Cheltenham, speaking of 5A teams in playoff position, Cheltenham taking on Plymouth White Marsh, a 5A team against a 6A Plymouth White Marsh, so a chance for some bonus points for the Panthers. They are tied at 7. If Cheltenham can win, and it wouldn't shock me at all to see Cheltenham looking at their schedule, if they finish, say, 7-3 or 8-2, it would not surprise me one bit, and they could end up with maybe a top 5 seed in the 5A playoffs. Formerly a 6A school, now at 5A. Speaking of another couple 5A teams in the Del Valle, Academy Park 20, Chichester 12. Another couple missed extra points tries for Chichester. That's been a bugaboo all season, but Academy Park trying to go to 6-1 and stay in control in the Del Valle League. Out in the Chessmont, no surprise here, Downingtown East 53, Westchester Henderson nothing at the moment. So Henderson just continuing to struggle badly. Downingtown East looking more and more like it's going to be a showdown with Coatesville for the Chessmont title in a few weeks. But Downingtown West would like to have something to say about that, but they trail 35-7 to Coatesville late in the second quarter. That's on its way to a mercy rule if Coatesville can put one more on the board. So the Red Raiders defending their home turf quite nicely as we speak. Harry S. Truman at 5-1. On the road at Pensbury. They were up 7-3, but now two straight touchdowns for the for Pensbury. It's 17-7 over in Fairless Hills. Pensbury on top. Innerborough is on the board, but they still trail 22-7 against Penwood. So Penwood in good position, the number one seed right now in 5A. But taking care of business at the moment on top of Innerborough. Another big 5A game against a couple of the teams sitting at 2-3 at the moment, Springfield and Radnor. Radnor up 21-9 at half. So Radnor could very well be the one seed at the end of the night tonight. But, of course, Radnor still has Garnet Valley on the docket. They still have a couple more tough games. So it wouldn't shock me at all to see any of the folks really in the top eight to lose another game before the regular season's over. Garnet Valley in a tight one momentarily with Lower Marion. It was 21-14 after a very disputed fumble return for a touchdown by Jalen Goodman that counted. There was apparently there's a tweet out there that says video evidence said that the Garnet Valley runner was down. The fumble was ruled otherwise and run back for a score. So it was 21-14 at the moment, but now Garnet, two quick touchdowns before halftime, 35-14 Jaguars on top. Marple Newtown and Conestoga tied at 21. Neshaminy 7, William Tennant nothing. Owen J. Roberts 10, Norristown 6. Satterton still leading North Penn, but North Penn's on the board, 17-6 now. The Big Red on top of undefeated North Penn late in the second quarter. Westchester Ruston 28, Oxford 6. So Oxford at 4-2 and putting a lot of points on the board, but not tonight with Mike Clare and the Knights over off Shiloh Road right now. So again, looking good is Ruston. They could go to 4-2 at the end of the night. Again, they're only going to end up with 9 regular season games, but in very good position right now for the playoffs. Upper Marion 20, Pottstown 6. Upper Dublin, the 4 seed in 5A right now. They are trailing Quakertown, 5-1 Quakertown, a 6A school, is on top 13-0. So Upper Dublin could very well end up with another loss tonight. I mentioned Radnor on top of Springfield, 21-9. Upper Moreland, 12, Wissahickon, nothing. In the Catholic League, LaSalle 48, Father Judge 14. And closer to home in the Catholic League, Cardinal O'Hara 14, Lansdale Catholic 6 at halftime. So we will talk about playoffs and playoff projections in the days ahead. Certainly tonight will go a long way determining the fate of many, many teams, especially at the 5A. I mentioned, you know, if the playoffs were starting today, that Strathairn would absolutely be in as the 12 seed, and if we'd be playing Academy Park, actually, if there were playoff games tonight and the matchups hold true. But Penwood, again, will play Academy Park in a couple of weeks. Penwood at 5-1 and winning tonight, looking to go to 6-1 against Interboro. That's looking good. Springfield and Radnor, somebody's coming out of that 6-1. Somebody's coming out of it 5-2. That's going on tonight as well. But both of them with tough games in the weeks ahead.
Right.
Wouldn't shock me to see both of them with 2-3 losses maybe by the end of Week 10. Upper Dublin, their toughest game in the regular season is tonight. So if they do not come back against Quakertown, I do not think they're going to lose a third game. So I think Upper Dublin's probably in that top four hunt as well. Academy Park is the 5 seed at the moment. They could jump forward, certainly, should they knock off Penwood. But, again, we'll wait and see about that one. And Chichester playing Academy Park tough right now as well. Cheltenham, like I said, it wouldn't shock me at all if they end up 8-2 or 7-3. I think they're going to end up with a playoff home game. Oxford, I think, is a big question mark. They've been up and down. Took care of Interboro, had a really close loss to Sun Valley, the 50-49 shootout a couple of weeks ago, but now getting hammered by Ruston. So jury's out on the Hornets. They trail 28-6 right now at halftime. They could fall to 4-3 tonight. Upper Marion, not the toughest schedule in the world in the weeks ahead, so it wouldn't shock me if Upper Marion finishes with, say, 6 or 7 wins as well. Ruston, they're 3-2 at the moment. They're only going to end up with 9 games again, so it wouldn't shock me to see them at maybe, 7-2, okay. Maybe. So I think Ruston is in the hunt for a home game. Chichester could fall to 3-3 tonight if they can't come back against Academy Park, and then the questions arise. Westchester East, you think they would have to beat Shanahan tonight to really feel good about it because they have some tough, bigger schools coming up in the weeks ahead. But Westchester East still, I think, has a good shot for 6-4, maybe 5-5. Strathairn takes care of business tonight. You know, I think you have a shot at a 6-4, maybe a 7-3. If not, you might be hoping for 5-5, as well as Haverford's playing, and that makes it tough. Marple Newtown, 3-3. They are knotted right now with Conestoga. They cannot afford to lose to Conestoga tonight and feel great about their playoff chances.
Well, so the other thing that's to tell is everybody's beat up Conestoga this year, so you got to question what are we doing so wrong
right.
That this is a contest at this stage.
Sun Valley, 3-3 so far, and tonight at Great Valley, that's a must-win for the Vanguards. They have a couple of tough games as well, so I think Sun Valley could very well be like a 6-4, 5-5 team when it's all said and done. Unionville, rising from the ashes after an 0-3 start. They are 2-4 now, but again, I think have some very winnable games in the weeks ahead, and certainly you know, you can't count out the defending District 1 champion. Just get them in the hunt, get them in there, and see what happens. Interboro, 16 seed tonight if they were playoffs were starting.
Maybe, yeah.
But they're struggling tonight against Penwood. Still have a tough game coming with Academy. Not with Academy Park, but a couple tough games in the Del Valle. So, again, you still have an outside shot if you're Great Valley, if you're Phoenixville, if you're Kennett, Great Valley, or Lower Marion. But, again, all of these must-win games now for these teams that are already 2-4 or 1-5.
Right.
But I think, you know, in the last few years we've seen teams, three-win teams, you know, 3-7 records come in as the 15 and 16 seeds. I think this year that 16 seed is probably going to be 5-5, maybe even better. I think there's an outside shot that a 4-6 gets in. I don't think there's any prayer of a 3-7
which
team getting in
last
this year.
Right?
Yeah, there were a couple of them over the last. 2 years.
Really don't want to. I mean,
The
points are the points, but the bottom line is if you're going to have a 3-7 team as a 16 seed play, what's basically going to be a 9-1, an 8-2, a 10-0. I mean, why bother? I understand you got to play the game, but realistically, the difference in capabilities between those two teams is just enormous. It's just a warm-up game. But on the other hand, you do like to have 16 teams represented because District 5A is so large in District 1, or Classification 5A is so large in District 1 that you want to give as many teams opportunity as you can. And the fact that there's such a great disparity between number 1 and number 16, look, you made the playoffs. Go from there. But bottom line is when you're a team that you're trying to make a run in the playoffs, it's very tough when you're a 15 or 16 seed. But you could also make the argument, you know, should I be in the playoffs? Even though I want to be in the playoffs, does it make a whole lot of sense if I couldn't do better than 3-7 or 5-5? So we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, there's always room for the upset. I think if the Panthers had not been in the playoffs for 2 or 3 years running, they wouldn't care. Just get in the playoffs.
Yep.
But now where they won a game last year, you know, their mission this year was to maybe win a couple of games in the playoffs this year. But it's going to be very tough to do if they get into this thing, even as a 12 seed, quite frankly. That'll be a tough job. Be a little more comfortable at 11 or 10 seed if they had to be on the other side of the 8.
Couple more score updates as we speak. Penwood and Interboro have gone to halftime 30-14 now. Penwood on top of Interboro. Garnet Valley tacked on another touchdown on their home turf. They're up 42-14 now on Lower Marion. It's 49-7 Haverford on top of Pencrest, so that's a running clock.
Yeah.
Up in Havertown tonight, and a couple other blowout scores as well. 54-0 Council Rock South, all over winless Bensalem at the moment. So the Owls having a tough time this year without a win. Well, Strathaven and Ridley back on the field in front of us, ready to break the huddle and get the kids back onto the field for the second half kickoff. Strathaven will kick it away, and Ridley will be ready to get the offense back on the field. 124 yards of offense for the Panthers in the first half, 150 yards of offense for Ridley in the first 24 minutes as well. So it's been as evenly played, with the only real difference right now is a muffed snap on an extra point that Jake Fisher turned into a two-point conversion.
That's right. That's right.
Otherwise,
yeah, some of these numbers are remarkable. Amount of rushing plays, 23 for Ridley, 24 for the Panthers.
Each completed one for one passing for Strathaven, rather. But here we go. Emmett Young ready to kick it away, and Hassan Chandler awaits. But it comes down to one of the up men. This will be Akpuso, who takes it at the 17-yard line. Up the right side, he's going to step his way across the 30 and then driven backwards by Luke Healy and others. But forward progress will give the Raiders the 31-yard line and a first down as we start the third quarter. All right, Panther defense got one stop, forced one punt in the first half, and as did the Ridley defense, forced one punt. It's been about as evenly played as possible through the first 24 minutes, and the Panthers have been outscored in the third quarter this season. So they're trying to turn the tide here. Panthers in the third quarter this year have given up 28 points, have scored only 14, and in the fourth quarter it's gotten, as bad, really. We'll get Ridley going here on first down. This is Bakey off the left side. He's going to keep it himself after the fake handoff and take it out to the 38-yard line. Gain of 7 for Bakey. Picks up where he left off in the first half. 11 carries now for 89 yards for John Bakey, the senior quarterback. They'll put it down at the 39, brings up second down and about 2. So, again, the Panthers have been okay, taking care of the running backs for the most part.
Well, they haven't gotten very many handoffs to the running backs. Bakey's just keeping himself.
All right, Bakey with back in the shotgun, back on either hip. Wing back to the left, and the keeper again off the left side. Bakey runs in Ethan Belleville. Belleville's got him this time and slings him down in the backfield. Second effort for Bakey back to the 38-yard line. He's going to lose a yard. So good work there by Belleville, and a good push up front. Bakey had really nowhere to go, had to give a little ground, and Belleville catches him from behind. Second tackle for loss for Ethan Belleville tonight. And now third down and 3. Panthers hoping for another negative play here. Raiders have been very good on third down tonight. 10:40, 10:39 and counting to play here in the third quarter. First drive of this second half for the Raiders. Third down and 3 from their 38-yard line. Fake off the right side. Bakey, first down to Moore, into the secondary. Now it's a foot race. 45-40, 35-30. Arian Ford in pursuit. He's got him wrapped up and slung down at the 16-yard line. They'll put it down after a gain of 46. Bakey getting loose again. Just a quick shout-out to a buddy in Wilmington who's listening tonight, Jan Murray, sitting at home and getting ready for the day of baseball 2019. We'll talk more about that in future broadcasts. But Raiders convert again.
Well, you know, we talked during the half that Haven would – the adjustment is that the closest lineman has to take the quarterback, and whatever happens to the handoff, you know, running back is no big deal. Good.
First and 10, it's Staley off the right side. He's going to shed tackles and lunge for the goal line, and it'll be marked down inside the one. Give him 13, and the Panther defense – needs to come out of the locker room, it seems. So two good plays, one good play for the Panther defense so far, a stop and Bakey for a yard loss. Everything else in big chunks here for the Green Raiders to start this third quarter. 15-14. The Raiders trail it, but now first and goal from the one.
Yeah, I mean, here's it. 8 on the first play, negative 1 on the second, 48 yards on the third play, and 13 on the fourth.
First and goal to go. Tight end to either side. Wishbone look. They fake, and it's Bakey off the right side, and he's going to be stacked up, but they give him the lean into the end zone for the touchdown. Bakey from a yard out is rewarded for 137 yards already tonight on 14 carries, and the Raiders with their first lead of the game. 9:23 to play here in this third quarter, and a hot knife through butter. Here comes Ridley on their home turf. On for the extra point is Warwick. Ball is up. It's a good. 3 for 3 for Nate Warwick and Ridley. 3 touchdowns on the board. Ridley on top, 21-15. The Panthers looking to answer when we come back on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Two plays after a 48-yard run. Bakey sneaks it in from the one. Raiders on top, 21-15. And Strathaven now on its heels and looking on at the wrong end of the scoreboard for the first time tonight. All right. Warwick has it teed at the 40-yard line. Pio, Ford, and Belleville await the kick. And it'll be Belleville from the 13-yard line. Up the left hash he goes. Straight ahead. He's got some room across the 40. Dragging a tackler to the 45, 46-yard line. Ethan Belleville's done well running it back tonight. And he'll need more of that and then some from his offensive buddies as Panthers take over at the 46-yard line. Trailing by 6. 9:14 to play here in the third quarter. We'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere as our second half action continues. But hard to think that too many teams scored faster than Ridley just did a moment ago. Here's Hussein off the left side. He'll bang his way for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard as the Ridley defense has stiffened on the Panthers fullback in recent going here. Hussein's last 3 carries have gone for 3, 1, and 1. So the second leading rusher in Delaware County coming into tonight, Hussein's had tough sledding. 14 carries for 56 yards. He has both Panther touchdowns. It'll be second down and 9 for Fisher in the offense. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. 2 tight end set. Fisher turns, gives to Belleville, and he's going to run smack into the arms of Mike McDonald. McDonald catches him just as he started to turn upfield. So they'll give him no gain there. And now the Panthers, third and long, have to start thinking about
actually a long loss a yard there.
Yeah.
Well, see, now they're going to try to throw it, and instead of throwing it, 10 yards, they're going to try to throw it 30.
Well, see what they can come up with here. Looks like single coverage out here on Arion Ford, who split to the right. Wing to the right is Belleville. They fire the quick hitch here. It's Ford who makes the catch, who's going to spin his way on his feet, the 45-40, 35-30, and Arion Ford to the 25. Stiff arm at the 15 and down to the 6-yard line. That's exactly what we talked about before the game with the coaching staff, that Ford can break a tackle if he catches that football, and there's your 6-yard hitch.
That was a simply amazing run.
Yeah, great job. Great balance by Ford.
That's got to be the play of the game.
We'll see.
Right.
45 yards, Fisher to Ford on an 8-yard hitch. So they've connected twice now for 76 yards on the evening. And the Panthers first and goal to go from the 9, trailing by 6. And this is no easy task, as well as Ridley's deep run defense has done in the last, 12 minutes. Panthers with a T formation. Play fake. Now they do give it to Hussein, and he's going nowhere. Getting off the block very quickly is Miles Turner into the backfield, and they're going to drop him for a loss. Nice work there by Turner.
Well, they practically know what the play is going to be. I mean, they know who it's going to. And if you know, it's very conceivable. The Ridley coach said, look, you take 35. Just get through the line, take 35. Doesn't have the ball, we'll worry about it.
Second and goal from the 10. See what the Panthers can drum up here. 7:40 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Ridley by 6, 21-15. As the Panthers convert on third down and 8 to Arion Ford. Ford's tight end to the left. Tight end to the right is John Wilson. On second and 8, and they play fake. Rolling to his left is Fisher. Has time. Still looking. Under heavy pressure. Throws off his back foot and out of bounds. That's a tough, tough throw for Fisher. Rolling left.
Three people in the corner with three defenders. I mean, that can't be the way they called that play.
Right-handed quarterback rolling far to his left. That's a tough, tough throw. Nobody opened quickly. I think if they get part of that waggle series there is if you get somebody open quickly, get the ball out. That's one thing. But nothing developed that time. Give Ridley defense some credit. Third down and goal to go from the 10. Panthers certainly in field goal range, but would certainly like more here. What can you drum up on third down and 10? Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Motion man is P.O. And on the counterplay, this is Belleville into the secondary and into the end zone. Oh, beautifully called. They run the counter off the left side. And from third and goal at the 10, the Panthers tie it and a chance to take the lead.
Well, that was a great call. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Ridley had no idea it was coming. They were so focused on grabbing, Hussein or something, that they just didn't even look, and Belleville just took off on a counter. It was terrific.
Beautifully called, beautifully executed. And now Fisher to hold. High snap, ball spotted. Kick is away. It is off the upright and no good. We are tied. Emmett Young there's a collision there, but no flag. Emmett's okay. And off the upright, high snap, threw off the timing. And we stay tied at 21. We'll be back in 30 seconds. See what we can do. We're where we started. 0-0, now 21 all. Ridley and Strathaven in a good one here at Phil Marion Field on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven and Ridley tied at 21 with 7:12 to play here in the third. It's been a good one, Mike.
It's been a good one. It's a thriller. I mean, to think that Emmett missed a field goal or an extra point, and is, you know, he's been so good at this, and in a game as critical as this, for 1 point may make the difference. We'll see. We're back to zeros.
High snap certainly threw that one off, but still couldn't get it through. Here's a high end over and kick. It's going to be Yakpusa backing up and making the catch at the 13-yard line. Has a wedge across the 20. Bounces to the outside up the right sideline. Oh, lost his footing. And down he goes at the 35-yard line. Had some room to run. And Strathaven sideline on the far side, I think, wanted a running into the kicker call on that extra point. And that's not excusing the lack of execution. But either way, Panthers Well, it's been even. They've had two snaps on the extra points that have not gone the way they would like. One of them turned into a two-point conversion. One ends up with a missed kick. So, Panthers have to get something stopped on defense here. Latrell Williams split to the right, wing to the left for Ridley. Two backs alongside of John Bakey. All right, so they give it to Yakpuso off this left side, trying to stretch the play. If Panthers want a holding call, and they will get it, it looks like. All right. Yakpuso will take it for first down yardage momentarily, but I think it's coming backwards there. Belleville had him strung out and could not get free as they had a hold of his jersey, and this will back it up to first and about 21. So
the boo-boos come out for Ridley, yeah.
Well,
that's okay.
Understood, yeah, but that was in clear view. And
oh, they wouldn't care.
No,
I shouldn't say they, like there's some evil group, right?
No, any of us would be upset with that one. All right, so back to the 25. It'll be first down and 20, and Ridley will try it again here. Not that first and long or second and long or third and long has
mattered
much.
Doesn't bother them. That's right.
They've come up big with big plays tonight,
right?
But, on really any down and distance, baking the gun, two backs, one on either hip, just behind him. And it'll just give inside. Ooh. Lots of running room for Hassan Chandler. Chandler is wrapped up by Jake Fisher, but not until he picks up 18 or 19 yards and brings up second and one. Like I said, down and distance, no matter. And they'll spot it at the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and call it two. Hassan Chandler, just his second carry of the game. Chandler's found the end zone 4 weeks in a row, one way or another. We'll see if they can get number 25 to pay dirt again before the night's over. He lines up just off the left hip of Bakey, who's in the gun. Motion from left to right. And they give it to Stanley. No, late pitch goes to Chandler. He has room off that right side. And speed around the corner. 45-40. Down the far sideline at the 30. Jaice Davis buries him out of bounds, but not before Chandler picks up a huge gain. And a big first down for the Green Raiders down to the Panther 26-yard line. But a flag on the play, I think, may bring this back a bunch. Oh, didn't see the flag.
Yeah, neither did I.
Usually
like
in the
holding.
Neighborhood of holding.
Yep.
And if it's a spot foul, they're going to march this back. So it's still going to end up second down and short because this occurred well past the first down marker. So you're going to almost end up with second down and two or second down and three all over again, I would think. So they'll march this back to the, to the 48. It's almost like down 43.
43, yeah.
So, yeah, second down and two all over again. All right. Okay, well, it's as if the play never existed, minus the time run off the clock. So Hassan Chandler, huge run there, aided by the holding penalty and then negated by the holding penalty. All right. Liberio, split end to the left. Wing to the right. On second and two, it's Chandler off the right side. He's going to duck his way for first down yardage and then shifts across the 45 out to the 48-yard line, maybe the 49 even, and give him 5 yards and a first down. So this is where you start to see a difference in roster size where we've seen over the last couple of weeks where the Panthers with 7 or 8 two-way starters out there and Ridley with a lot of fresh legs and now a new back like Chandler who's got all sorts of jump in his step at this point. Just 3 carries, but he's up to 25 yards already. Chandler still in the game alongside of Yakpuso. Wing to the right. Bakey in the gun on first and 10. From the 48, he's going to keep it himself. He's going to duck inside and steps away from a tackler. Into the secondary. Now it's a foot race. Can Jaice Davis catch him? 15. Dives inside the 5. He's going to be stopped just shy at the 1. Gain of 50 and another first down. And Bakey's up to 187 yards rushing on 15 carries. The Panthers have had no answers for number 12.
Nothing. I mean, there's been maybe 2 or 3 plays so far in the game where they've been able to trap him. Beyond that, and not only is he making good yardage, but he seems to be opening up and finding the holes. Again, the line seems to be blocking with the anticipation that he'll have the ball. And the defense has no answer for them.
Good hustle play by Jaice Davis to track him down. Now Scott Green wants a timeout here, and so Ridley with 4:47 to play here in the third quarter. Tied at 21, but momentum on the home side here. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. See if the Green Raiders can punch it in and take another lead at Phil Marion Field. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Jack Bakey, 187 yards on the ground, and he's in the shotgun again. Wishbone formation behind him, first and goal to go. It's Bakey on the keeper. He's going to dive over center and into the end zone for the second time tonight. His second one-yard plunge, 188 yards now for the senior, career high. And Ridley back on top by six with 4:43 to play here in the third, and we've got one heck of a game here. On for the extra point, ball spotted, kick is away, plenty of good leg, and 4 for 4 is Nate Warwick. And Ridley on top, 28-21, Mike.
You want to just keep it here?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Scores. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, this is a situation that the Haven has found themselves in all year long. They can't seem to find a way to stop a key running back, whether it's a quarterback or a halfback or a fullback. Doesn't make any difference. They're going to keep handing it to a guy who's a strong runner, and either the blocking scheme or the defensive scheme isn't working. But whatever it is, I mean, you know, these last few runs, he just hasn't. I mean, here's the play situation on this series. There was a negative 10 because of a penalty, then 18-yard gain, then 10-yard gain, then a negative 10 for a penalty, then a 6-yard gain, then a 50-yard gain, and then the one for the touchdown. I mean, you can't play football like this and expect to win. So they've got to have some control, and you know, at this stage of the game, somebody has to take responsibility for number 12 and say, look, he's mine. I'm taking him every game, every play. And All right. That doesn't work, then it doesn't work, but right. You got to do something.
All right, here we go. Panthers ready to kick it away. Raiders ready to kick it away. Panthers awaiting. Here's a squib kick. It's going to angle towards the sideline, and out of bounds it goes. They want seemingly nothing to do with kicking it to Ford, Pio, yep. And Belleville. So they'll put the offense on the 35-yard line. 4:43 to play here in the third. Panthers with the football, but trail now by 7, 28-21. All right. So, it's been Jack Bakey. It's putting on quite a show here. And, again, supporting cast has helped them as well, and all sorts of credit goes to the two tight ends and line in front of them for the most part.
Oh, there's no doubt. And his own running abilities. I mean, he's been tremendous.
That last 50-yard sprint there was a lot of patience. He looked to be bottled up at the line there, but just waited. And then the minute he saw daylight, turned it into a foot race. So, here we go. The Panthers trying to answer now. Their offense has been clicking as well. Hussein in the backfield alongside of Belleville. Wing to the left is P.O. They give to Belleville off that left side. He's going to step through one tackle and get a head of steam across the 40. Ethan Belleville out to the 43, 2-yard line. Gain of 7 and puts the Panthers in second and short. All right. So, Panthers very much in it. Don't want to get bogged down here, of course, but Belleville, 31 yards on 6 carries and a Panther touchdown to his credit. And good to see him back closer to full strength. He was not feeling well last week at all, but toughed it out. Here is Hussein, who's going to get himself a first down across the 45 out to the 46. Gain of 4 for Zach Hussein. 16 carries, 59 yards, and we've seen over the last couple weeks, more and more teams just want to take away the fullback and say, hey, someone else is going to have to beat us. Zach's not found as much running room against these 8 and 9 man fronts.
Right.
But good to see the Panthers getting the passing game going just a little bit. And here, it's Fisher under center, 1st and 10. They give it to Ebo Pio. Pio with room off this near sideline. He's got a speed across into the secondary at the 45 to the 46-yard line. Ebo Pio for 10 more and another Panther first down.
Now, I would be running plays like that until they stop me.
Pio, another guy playing just a little bit nicked up right now, but he'll take 10 to the Raider 44. 3:23, 3:22 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers trailing by 7, but on the move. Tight end to the right is Ford. Wilson to the left. They follow to the left side. This is Belleville. Stiff arm trying to get that edge, and there looks like they got a handful of face masks. Nope, it was the jersey. Good tackle in the open field. It's going to drop Belleville for a loss of 3. Or maybe 2, I guess. Forward progress will give them the 46, so Belleville loses a couple. Turns it into second down. It will be second and 13, I guess. So now you start thinking about what kind of passing attack can you get going. And again, you may want to take your shot with Ford at split out there and see if Ridley wants to do something different than just man-to-man with a smaller person.
This is not going to work.
Ridley with 7 and 8 in the box now. Counterplay to this near side. This is P.O. with running room. He's across the 40, shake and bake, and across the 40 down to the 36-yard line. Turns it into third down and a much more manageable 3 yards. Nice work there by Ebo P.O. to rip off about 11 more. So 4 carries, 34 yards for the junior. Third and about 3. Clock ticks, 2:15, 2:14 and counting to play here. Two tight end set, T formation. Fisher turns, gives ball on the ground, scramble for it, and Fisher's going to pounce, but it's going to be a loss of 7 on the play. Oh, my.
Oh,
tried
boy
to go to Prochniak for the first time tonight. They botched the handoff, and now you're suddenly at 4th and 10. Oh, my. Well, it's not a turnover, but, boy, is that a costly mistake, and now you're looking at an offense for Ridley that's been clicking.
Yep,
and
you're
going to have to punt it back.
Now, you got to do a good punt here. You can't drop it into the end zone. You really got to drop it in around the 10. Otherwise, there's hardly any point to it.
We've seen Krause do that in recent weeks. He had a coffin corner a couple weeks ago at home, went out at the 4-yard line. So he'll try to do the same here. Yakpuso waits at the 10. Belleville to snap. It's a good one. Krause steps into it, angles to that far sideline. It's going to take a hop and sideways hop at about the 11-yard line. So not bad for Ryan Krause. He'll mark it out at the 12. So not quite the roll he wanted, but, again, could have been worse. 32 on the punt. No return. And a long field in front of Ridley, but Strathaven has to get something going on the defensive side.
Boy, that's for sure. I mean, and they can't allow Ridley to go, 10, 11 plays and stop him. They got to do him within 4 or 6. It's too time-consuming and too fatiguing, I think, to run defense for that long period of time.
A fumbled handoff for the Panthers' sake, hoping that won't hurt them. Here we go. 1st and 10 for Ridley. Give is to Staley. He's going to run right into the arms of Prochniak, who stands him up and drops him quickly at the 15-yard line. Good tackle there by Prochniak. Staley for a gain of 3. Brings up 2nd down and 7. But, yeah, you are, 3rd and 3 from the 40, from inside the 40. The Panthers certainly 4-down territory there with even a no gain or anything but a loss of 7.
Sure.
It's
what we had last week when we were trying a minute and a half left to try to beat Radnor, and we go backwards on the first play.
2nd and 7. Bakey with two backs and a receiver split to the left. Give inside. No, he's going to keep it. He's got an option look to the right. Late fake on the pitch, and he'll be dropped at just shy of the 20-yard line, it looks like, on that far sideline. Good work there by Corey Harris on the stop. So Harris drops Bakey there at the 19. He's going to bring up 3rd down and 3, and I think Ridley's going to wait till the fourth quarter to snap the ball again. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. And Ridley with a 7-point lead and the football, it'll be 3rd and 3 when we come back for the final 12 minutes of regulation. So, that being said, we'll give the players a break, give all of you a break for 30 seconds. Be back for the fourth quarter. Ridley on top by a touchdown, but 3rd and 3 upcoming. Panthers trying to dig their way back on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com
If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting and halftime chatter. And Ridley leading 28-21, have third and three from their own 19, trying to keep a drive going and keep this offense on the field. They are well over 200 yards rushing the football tonight.
Yeah, I got him at 276.
Yep. 38 on one pass completion. So, trying to keep it going. Here's Ridley, third down and three. Bakey in the gun. Backs to either side. Panthers with seven-man front. Hard count. They go with the second man through. This is Staley on a cutback. It looks like they had him momentarily, but nice job by Staley. Cutting it back and finding room out to the 24-yard line. First down, Ridley. Gain of five. They had a shot at him in the backfield,
yep.
Mike.
Well, it's another thing that the Panthers this year have experienced. They just can't seem to make the stop on the first attempt. They just don't have the secure tackling. Now, particularly this time of the game with the fourth quarter, could it be, you know, fatigue, other things? It could be.
All right. Ridley, fresh set of downs now at their own 23-yard line, rather. Bakey in the gun, Yakpuso and Staley. This is Staley. A lot of room this time. Great job by the right side of the line. Jaice Davis makes the tackle, but Staley's going to take it out to the 31. Brings up second down and three after the gain of seven. Clock ticks, and now Jaice Davis is going to be, I think he's got to check out of the game here. Zane Mazur is going to come in. Jaice trying to shake it off. Made a nice stop on the tackle, but then had two of the big buffet busters in front of him fall on top. So Jaice will come out to catch his breath. Zane Mazur into the game at corner.
Buffet busters. That's a football term?
That's for the big guys.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, I just...
I understand. Listen, you can't say the same thing night after night. Well, I understand that.
Yeah. I'm going to give Darryl Dobus credit for that one from years ago. Second down and a long two. Bakey keeps it himself. Off the left side, he's going to find first down yardage. Not a whole lot more, but Prochniak stops him at the 36. Gain of maybe five. And another Ridley first down, and Bakey approaching 200 yards for the game. 18 carries, 197 yards, and two scores for the senior quarterback. Clock ticks, 10:47 and counting.
The philosophy for Ridley has to be to continue to do this, march it down the field, take 8-9 minutes off the clock, leave Haven down by two scores and a minute left.
Panthers needing a stop, a turnover, some kind of big play on offense. Here's the first down give Yakpuso with a little bit of room. Shake and bake across the 40-yard line. Good lean out to the 43. Gain of seven. So Ridley's first down plays, their first down plays consistently getting 6, 7, 8 yards. Second and short is murder for a defensive coordinator to deal with. Just so many options on for an offense on second and three, second and four.
Here's their series here, 3, 4, 5, yeah. 7, 5, 7.
Yep, and here's another one. Second and three. Motion from left to right, two backs again. Give off this near side. This is Staley with a good block on the outside and room to run up this near sideline. And Ebo Pio is going to drive him out of bounds. That was a late hit's going to be tacked on at the 40-yard line. Pio and another tackler arrived.
43.
It's borderline, I think. I think if the first Panther got there and just if he had missed him, Pio's shot is clean. The first guy gave him enough to get him out of bounds, and Pio's shot then and turns into something late. All right, well, 15 yards later, it's first and 10 at the Panther 25 after Staley takes another 17 yards on in the ground.
Yards 63
yards on the ground for Staley tonight on 10 carries. Ridley averaging bunches and bunches on the ground here as they've got this offense going. All right, needing some kind of big play from the front seven. First and 10, Bakey in the gun. He's going to keep it himself. Dances away from trouble and into the secondary he goes again. Inside the 20, down to the 17. Eight more yards for Jack Bakey. He's up to 205 for the night. So you're starting to see it. You're starting to see the difference between a 65-man roster and a 35-man roster. Some hands on hips, hands on thigh pads here for the Panthers. They are looking more and more tired as the night goes on. Here we go, second down and three once again. Bakey with two backs. They're going to give it one more time. Yakpuso on the cutback. He's going to have first down yardage across the 15, down to about the 12. That'll move it for six more and another Green Raider first down. Yakpuso's had nine carries for just 29 yards, but his buddies in the backfield doing most of the damage tonight. And Yakpuso certainly contributed late in that second quarter, that 38-yard catch and run to set up the touchdown on third and 17 was a big, big play. If the Panthers get out of that one without a score, then we'd be looking at something different here. But first and 10 from the 11. On the counter, this is Staley, who's got a shoestring tackle from John Wilson to save the touchdown, but gain of seven more for Staley. They'll put it down at the three. Gain of eight. Staley is up to 71 yards. Wilson on the stop, but the Panthers with no answers against the ground game. Krause checks out. Doughty checks in. All right. Split end to the left. Clock ticks. 8:16, 8:15 and counting. Give is to Staley, who's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. Gain of three. Very, very little resistance there. There are some tired players over there in the silver and white.
Yep.
And that is the difference. Staley into the end zone for the second time tonight. 8:12 to play here in regulation. And Ridley's offense doing what it has to. 34-21, extra point up, extra point good. 35-21 is where we stand. So we'll be back in 30 seconds. Panthers need score, stop, score to get this thing even again. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, wheels starting to fall off a little bit for the Strathaven defense. Ridley takes advantage of a Strathaven miscue on third and three where they fumble the ball, get a negative play. They have to punt it back, and 88-yard drive later, Ridley's in the end zone for the fifth time. Second touchdown of the night for Dylan Staley. He's up to 75 yards rushing. A four-yard run at the 8:12 mark of this fourth quarter, and it's a two-touchdown lead. First two-score deficit for either team tonight. Ridley on top. End over and kickoff fumbled by Belleville, but he picks it up anyway. Has some running room across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. And the Panthers will start it right there. So Strathaven brings the offense back on the field. Trailing by two scores. Certainly not impossible. We've seen the offense, you know, even in the Upper Darby game, the offense kept things going. Yep. Had their chances to keep it going. But it's going to be up to the defense at some point to get a stop. All right. Well, Anthony Love looks like he's checked into the game for the Green Raiders. Wing T, two tight ends for Jake Fisher. On first and 10 from the 38. Play fake. Back to passes. Fisher looking, firing to the flat. Has Hussein out there, and it is incomplete. In and out of his hands. Well covered there by number 22, Liberio, the free safety.
Yeah, it really wasn't going to go for more than a yard or two anyway. So
second down and 10. Try to get Hussein in some space there. And second and 10 upcoming here. See what the Panthers can drum up here with 7:59 to play left in the fourth. All right, Coatesville 42, Downingtown West 7. Upper Moreland up 18-12 over in Willow Grove. We'll keep you posted on another score in a moment. Arian Ford split end to the right. They give it to Hussein off the left side. Not much doing. maybe 2 yards, just shy of that, actually. Nice work there by McDonald. Mike McDonald's done well tonight. They've had trouble running his way for the defensive Ridley senior defensive lineman. 17 carries, 61 yards for Zach Hussein. Well below his season average. But 7:33, 7:32 and counting to play here in the fourth, and it's 3rd and 9 for the Panthers. Big play here from their own 34. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Split end to the right, Arion Ford. Motion from left to right is Pio. Play fake, back to pass, heavy pressure, back to pass. Fisher hit as he throws it, coming back to it is Pio, who leans back and scoops it, makes a great catch at the 50-yard line. Ebo Pio with a tremendous catch to get his hands under it. Ball over underthrown because Fisher took a serious hit as he let go of it. Gain of 18 and a first down.
I'll tell you,
I don't know if he got his hands under that. That was awfully close.
Pio got pushed off after the ball was thrown, yeah. But he got away with that one.
3 for 5 thrown. It is Jake Fisher for 94 yards. Pio off the right side, stutter steps. He's going to find a couple over on that far sideline. Down to the Ridley 44. Brings up 2nd down and about 7. Ebo Pio, 5 carries, 37 yards tonight. And now 1 catch for 18 yards. Panthers break the huddle here. Clock ticks. 6:25 and counting to play in regulation. Split end to the left is Arion Ford on 2nd and 6. Ball down on the ground again. Scramble for it and into the arms of a Ridley player. And it is number 21 on the recovery. Pio and Fisher botched the handoff. And self-inflicted mistakes in this second half has doomed the Panthers. Second fumbled handoff of this half, and it has turned a positive into a negative. And it's, you know, when their defense is having trouble, you just can't make those kind of mistakes. And some of these are fatigue mistakes. You're fumbling handoffs, that's a fatigue issue. Down to the 45-yard line, Ridley on top of it. Don DiMatteo with the timeout Strathaven. They're going to need to catch their breath, and we'll take a short timeout with them. Don DiMatteo on the fumble recovery. Ridley with a 2-touchdown lead and in business with 6:16 to play here in the fourth. We'll be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
6:16 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jack Bakey and the Ridley offense back on the field. 1st and 10 at the Haven 45. Bakey takes a shotgun snap, gives Yakpuso off the left side. He's got running room, and now a foot race. 35, 30, 25, and he's banged out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle for Arion Ford, but all the way down to the 13-yard line. The Panthers have kept him in the barn, so to speak, for the most part, but now Elijah Yakpuso has gotten loose down to the 13. Gain of 32 and another Ridley first down. Well, they were holding him to about 3 yards a carry until that burst. And more importantly now, the Panthers are in serious danger of falling behind by 3 scores. 6:07 to play here in regulation. Liberio split end to the right. Yakpuso and Staley are your back, and Chandler are your backs, rather. This is Yakpuso, who's going to be stacked up nicely this time. Panthers got off their blocks well. Krause and others there to meet him at the
11.
The 10. See where they put this down. All right. At about the 11-yard line, so a gain of just 2. 63 yards for Yakpuso. Up to over 100 yards total offense when you count his receiving yards. But now, what do we got? Whistles pre-snap here. Might have an equipment issue for Liberia, and you might have to sub somebody in. Okay. Latrell Williams will check in as a split end to the right as the junior Jack Liberio, senior rather, Jack Liberio will fix some equipment issue. Okay, Latrell Williams split end to the right. Wing to the right as well, and two backs behind Bakey. On second down and about eight from the Panther 11. High snap, and the give is to Yakpuso off the left side. He's going to be inside the five, down to the four. Jais Davis and friends on the tackle. Gain of seven. Bring up third down and one. Yakpuso starting to pile up the yards now. 70 yards on 12 carries. All right. All right, we'll keep you posted on other scores. Up Cardinal O'Hara up 21-9 on Lansdale Catholic. We'll keep an eye on Marple Newtown and Conestoga as well. Now you've got, what are they, measuring? Okay, they're going to call for a measurement over on the far sideline. So we'll keep it right here and see exactly how close Ridley is to another first down. O.J. Roberts is on top 12-6 up in Pottstown. Penridge on top 21-7 on their home turf tonight. Penridge has had a tough year. But let's see here. Speaking of tough years, Ben Salem 0-6, but they've got a couple touchdowns on the board now in the second half. They trail 54-13 to Council Rock South. Pencrest just being destroyed at home tonight. Or on the road tonight, 63-7. Haverford on top, and Strathaven has Haverford a week from tonight. So the Panthers will need to right the ship quickly as they've gotten into really the meat of their schedule. So here we go.
We're at the three.
Ridley. Third down and less than a yard from the Strathaven three. Under center for one of the few times tonight. Bakey's going to keep it himself. Quarterback dive. He's going to push his way into the end zone for the third time tonight. Touchdown. No signal from the officials except the back judge. There you go. Okay. Nobody saw him sneak through except except the back judge who was handed the football. Bakey in there. All right. Third rushing touchdown of the night for Jack Bakey, and that will put Strathaven in a big, big hole here. 41-21, 4:40 to play. In regulation, extra point penning. Ball snap, spot, kick is away, and kick is good. 6-for-6 on the night. And six times, Ridley's been in the end zone. Four of them from the legs of their senior quarterback. And the Green Raiders on top now, 42-21. We'll take a short time out, be back in 30 seconds, see if the Panthers can answer when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Ridley 42, Strathaven 21. The Panther defense has been had no answers tonight. Just flat out of gas in this second half especially. And Jack Bakey, four rushing touchdowns, over 200 yards rushing, 208 by my count thus far on 20 carries, and here we go. Ready to kick it away is Nate Warwick. He'll send a high short kick. It's going to come up and on the dead run and juggled and fumbled by Ibo Pio. Ridley's on top of it at the 29-yard line. Panthers with a second turnover in as many plays, and that will be a problem. Man, there. This is... Mike, this is shades of that 2015 game all over again, isn't it? There were moments where Strathaven looked to be in total control or ready to take control of it, and just literally put the ball on the ground, fumbled it away, and that's been the case tonight. It's been on the ground three times since midway through the third quarter. Once the Panthers were able to recover it themselves, but now another two fumbled handoffs and a fumbled kick return, and the Raiders are, especially considering all the trouble they had in the first 4 weeks, they are smelling blood and feeling good, and they are happy to keep pounding away here with 4:36 to play in regulation. Bakey turns and gives to Hassan Chandler. Chandler on this near side, cuts inside, flag on the play. Chandler will be stopped at the 25, but I think this is in the neighborhood of holding. And we'll see where they...
Yep.
All right. Spot foul is going to march this back to about the 39-yard line. So Ridley, again, for that tough start, now, you know, on their way to a three-game win streak, and certainly... have to feel good about, you know, the way this is going, considering the youth of their starting lineup for the most part, a bunch of first-year starters. And Pencrest next week, then Upper Darby and Haverford next, and, of course, Interboro on Thanksgiving Day. So, yep. Yeah, this is a team that very
Well, they won't be in the playoffs, I guess.
It's not looking good in that regard. But, you know, this is a team that very well could be near 500 by the end of the year, which would be quite an accomplishment. On paper, anyway. All right, here we go. Give is to Son Chandler off the right side. He's going to duck and has some room on this near side. Steps out of bounds at about the 30. Picks up 9 yards and gets almost half the penalty yardage back. Second down and 11 upcoming. Chandler, 4 carries for 36 yards. And clock stops as Chandler stepped out. Jack Bakey, 20 carries, 208 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. Staley with 2 rushing touchdowns. Jack Puso with 1. And now Chandler in the backfield as well. High snap, and the give is to a new running back in there who's going to be wrapped up and dropped just shy of the 30-yard line. So loss on the play of a yard for number 83. That's Taylor Peacock, Caleb Peacock, rather. Corey Harris on the stop. No gain and brings up 3rd down and 11. Clock ticks. Why is the clock stopped, actually?
No, it's not.
Now they got it going. Okay, there we go. All right, clock inside of 4 minutes. And now assistant coach, offensive coordinator Scott Green will take his time and wait for the play clock and have Bakey run in the play at 3rd down and 11. So the Panthers, tough one next week at home with Haverford, and then you've got to find a way to right the ship. And now here the back judge throws a flag, and you're going to end up with delay of game, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know why you would hold your quarterback. Let him go in a huddle and just wait.
I don't know. I don't know if the officials were on the same page there or not. The game clock stopped for some reason, and I don't know if they were just going to let that tick back down momentarily or to get that restarted, but either way, the Panthers host Haverford, then it's at Marple, and then Harrington to close it. If, you know, you're coming out of tonight three wins and 4 losses. You're under 500. You've got Haverford next week,
yep,
who is just absolutely destroying Pencrest and
destroyed everybody they play.
And destroyed Radnor. I mean, Haverford to me is right there with Garnet Valley as the top team in the Central League. And, you know, at this point, Strathaven on paper would be heavy underdogs going in. So then you've got to think about if you want to make a playoff, the playoffs, then your season comes down to Marple Newtown. You've got to take care of Marple in week 9, and then it's Harrington in week 10. So
and hope that you're in it still, because if enough teams are doing well,
right,
you won't be. But, of course, the other question is always, you know, do you want this team to get into to play a playoff game? Because that could be a brutal experience.
I would think yes. At this point, I mean, because honestly, if you look, take a look at how this has gone, you know, Radnor and Springfield. Radnor's handling Springfield right now,
right,
and so Springfield as the 2 seed. Strathaven played even with Radnor last week.
Right.
Radnor and Springfield are going to be in the top one or both of them will be in the top 5 seeds,
right,
or so.
That's
it
true.
Looks.
That's true.
So, you know, really, it just depends on the matchup, and it just depends on who's healthy and ready to go. So at this point, you know, I will take my chances with anyone in District 1. You don't see any super-duper powerhouse, as you've seen in recent years.
In 5A, that's
in
correct.
In 5A, like, right. You don't have an undefeated Springfield or an undefeated Academy Park You know, Garner Valley was years ago when they were in the smaller school designation. Right. But, you know, you're going to walk into the playoff game with a one or two seed with at least one, maybe even two or three losses. So I feel like, hey, if the Panthers are game and ready to go and healthy, then take your shot. So here, 3rd and 11, the officials seemingly trying to sort out a delay of game penalty or not.
Well, I didn't see a flag go. Did you see a flag?
Well, the flag originally came from the back judge on the far sideline. But I don't think they're marching this off.
They've had two timeouts now. I mean, I don't know what they're doing.
All right, here we go. 3:31 to play in regulation. 3rd and 11 for the Ridley offense from the Strathaven 31. Probably four down territory because you wouldn't do anything else. But here, Peacock in the backfield alongside of Chandler. Now the give is inside give and pushing across the 30, down inside the 25 to the 24 is Gavin Kingsborough. So Kingsborough takes it to the 24.
What's his number?
5. He's going to bring up 4th down. So 4th down and about 5. Gain of 6 for Kingsborough. Clock ticks. 3 minutes, 2:59 and counting to play here in regulation.
Be a little pride here for Panthers to be able to put a stop on this and turn the
ball
over.
Exactly. Trying to get the offense back on the field one more time. Bakey in the shotgun. On 4th and 5, give is to, on the second man through, this is Kingsborough, stood up by Luke Healy, and I think he's going to be just shy of the first down. Healy got him right near the 20-yard line. I don't know if forward progress will... They will not give him the 19. So a gain of 4 for Kingsborough. Luke Healy on the stop, and the Panther offense will get another crack at it here. 2:37 to play in regulation. They trail it by 3 scores, 42-21. All right. So Ridley's offense absolutely clicking tonight. Marple Newtown on top of Conestoga, 28-21. 10 minutes still remaining in that one. So Upper Marion on top of Pottstown, 20-13. I mean, that's the other thing, you know, conference to conference. Panthers play in a really tough league, tough schedule, very well-balanced league this year. I'll take my chances with a team from outside of the conference.
Well, they just got to figure out how to come up with a defense. I mean,
shotgun look for Fisher. They run jet sweep to Ebo Pio, who is tripped up in the backfield. Jet sweep out of the shotgun, and nice stop there by 21 Dom DiMatteo, who recovered a fumble earlier and now drops Pio for a loss on the play. Back to the 18.
That had a nice look to it. And yep. It just...
All right. Loss of 2 for P.O. brings up 2nd down and 12. Panthers break the huddle again. This is Fisher in the shotgun. Split end to the left is Evo P.O. Ford to the right. And just a different look now. Hussein is your fullback on the right hip. They run the sweep to this near side. I'm sorry, that's not Hussein. That's Belleville. He's going to take it out to the 20, back to the near the original line of scrimmage. Give him just 3, and not much doing there. So it's one thing to get in the shotgun and throw it around. It's another thing to
hand it off
and not really set up for that in terms of the amount of practice they've had and so forth. So it's good to see, like, they're going to put in a little wrinkle here and there, but too little too late for tonight, but good chance now in the final minute to try something just a little bit different, perhaps. Wing T formation on 3rd down and 9 from their own 21. Fisher, toss play to the right side. This is John Prochniak. He's got a head of steam across the 25-yard line. He goes to maybe the 26 before he's driven backwards. Clock stops momentarily. It's going to be 4th down and about 4. 102, 101 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers fall to 3-4. Ridley rises to 3-4. 3-game win streak for Ridley. 3-game losing streak for Strathaven. So this game was dead even for a half and really well into the third quarter, and then the Strathaven defense just could not hold up, and a couple of self-inflicted mistakes on offense, fumbling the football, did them in. Prochniak in at fullback. Split end to the left is Arion Ford. On 4th and 5, on the quick hitter, it's Prochniak for a gain. Ball came out. Prochniak hit, fumbles the football. Ridley on top of it. Would have been a turn. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did not. Prochniak kept it. But he's going to be a yard shy of the first down anyway. Clock at 26 seconds, Panthers stopped on fourth and short. And it brings up Ridley's offense one more time. They'll take a snap and a knee, I would think. The JV game, I will tell you, is in question for Monday, I'm told. So we'll have to see what that means. And hold our breath. Strathaven's JV hoping to play, of course. They'll put anybody out there, but we'll see. All right. 26 seconds to play here in regulation. Jack Bakey with a career night. 208 yards rushing, four touchdowns. And he'll get one more snap and one more knee, I would think. And shut this one down. Well, disappointing finish for the Panthers after a very promising start. Bakey takes a snap, takes a knee. Clock restarts. Congratulations, Coach Dave Wood and Ridley, for their three-game win streak. Panthers, three-game losing streak, and now Haverford on deck. Makes it tough, but we'll see. Panthers have had no quit in them, just ran out of gas again tonight. Your final score, Ridley 42, Strathaven 21. Be back in just a moment for a quick recap and a few more details from score and scores elsewhere. We thank you for listening to High School Football live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven will take it back home next week. Big, strong, tough Haverford squad coming into George L. King Field, and the Panthers will have their hands full. But still, some promising things tonight. Did some good things on offense. Got the passing game going a little bit, Mike. And, again, just ran into a Ridley team that seems to have found their sea legs after a really uncharacteristically slow start. But, boy, three good weeks in a row for the Ridley offense in particular. And all the credit in the world goes to the home team tonight. And 42-21 is your final. So, Mike, can the Panthers bounce back in the weeks ahead?
Well, the problem is they got to find some kind of a structure for defense. And I don't know that it whether it's the talent that we are lacking, whether it's the coaching, whether they can't read what's going on. I mean, I was a little surprised that the adjustment they made tonight did not involve either a spy, which is not easy to do, or at least saying to your linemen, look, just tackle the quarterback. We'll worry about everybody else. And that first drive just came back and run right down their throats. And again, the quarterback number 12 just running and running and running. And again, this is the third game in a row where we knew who was getting the ball, or we had an idea who was getting the ball. We knew what they were going to run. There was no surprises. Matter of fact, the only play that took us by surprise was that wheel route, which went for almost a touchdown. But that at least was, somebody didn't cover him. But the constant success with Ridley's running game, which we have seen now week after week after week, what's the adjustment? And now you're going to face a Haverford team, which will run it down your throat as well.
And throw it. They can sling
it,
too.
And throw it, but they probably won't even try to throw it if they feel they don't have to, particularly after you watch the game film for the last 3 weeks.
Well,
why put in the air if they keep in practice?
Well, at this point, Strathaven will need to make some kinds of adjustments, but again, this is the challenge right now with a smaller roster playing bigger rosters, bigger schools, and that's been the case with certainly Ridley and Upper Darby, and certainly to a degree Radnor, and to their credit, still a 5A school, but they've got a roster almost twice the size of Strathaven, we've seen the fatigue at this point.
There's no doubt, but I'm not too sure that as you point out, the third quarter has been just a terrible quarter for Haven. And then it just gets worse as we roll into the fourth. Although last week they kind of recovered and kept Radnor away from other than the 3-point field goal. So, I think there's a more basic problem here on defense. I can't tell you for sure what it is. I mean, sometimes you just don't have the talent to take on some of these teams. That's, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. Well, okay, we're the bug.
Right.
So, and it may just be too much, but
But when you consider the teams we've been able to beat have not been the stellar team so far, Ridley certainly has played well tonight. But, again, their key was that they were able to run the same play time and time and time and time again, and we couldn't do anything about it. Good teams have to adjust and find an answer to those kind of plays.
Well, Haverford comes to George L. King next Friday night. Haverford, a 70-7 win tonight over Pencrest. Pencrest just having a hard, hard time this year, but
yep.
Haverford will be ready to go, rocking and rolling next week, and the Panthers will have to be ready. We'll be ready at 6:45 on the air next week, 7 o'clock kickoff from George L. King Field, and we'll be happy to have you live or on the archive once again. Thanks again to Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulgenetti for the stats, the spotting, and halftime chatter. Thanks again to everybody at Ridley for getting us set up here above the press box tonight. And thanks again to Mike Mayer for the color commentary and everything else on havenfootball.net with great, great work. And we'll look forward to play the game and all the stats and everything else in the days ahead. So check back with us in the weeks, days and weeks to come. And hopefully a quick turnaround and some playoff action for the Panthers that'll need to get things righted in the next couple of weeks. So be back 7 days from now. Happy to join you back 6:45 next week. So signing off one more time. Ridley 42, Strathaven 21 tonight at Phil Marion Field. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.